Yes.
There is no financial penalty.
You just can't. You just can't do it. No, you make a very, very good point. I'm going to have to leave it there because time is against us. But motoring journalist Mike Rutherford, thank you very much indeed for joining us. I'm almost done for another day. Just to let you know, actually, the environmental issue, this pollution issue, we are going to be talking about it on my show tomorrow. Got an environmental pollution expert, Professor Anthony Frew, who's going to be coming on the show. And seriously, what he has to say will absolutely astound you in terms of the nonsense we are being told, particularly this 40,000 deaths a year from air pollution. It's a complete load of nonsense. You do not want to miss this interview tomorrow. We'll talk about that first thing tomorrow morning. First up, though, delighted to say Mr. John Holmes is here. Tell us what's happening on his show. Use your nonsense.
Eggs.
You're talking about eggs. Yeah. I think I'll find their Easter eggs if you check more closely.
No, they're not. They're just eggs because the Christian church hijacked Easter about 400 years after the original pagan origins.
But it wasn't everything pagan originally?
No, but it goes back before that because it's astronomy they've hijacked this time. And they used to throw Galileo out of the church, excommunicate Galileo and call him a heretic for telling you that the thing moved around the thing and that's how we get the seasons. And now they adopt
it's like hijacked it in order to get Easter.
It's
like sitting in the same studio as Brian Cox, isn't
it?
The thing moved around
well,
the thing. That's close enough.
Don't necessarily the word Brian in there, of course, but
I said Brian.
Well, you said Brian Cox, but you didn't need the first bit. That's more or less what the show's like. Yeah, I knew you'd catch up in the end.
It's been a long morning. Day. No, but this is the thing. I was not even aware until this morning that there was this Christian story attached to Easter eggs. I genuinely just thought someone said, let's eat chocolate.
There isn't. That's the point. It's about rebirth, and the Christian church hijacked the whole thing.
They've done it for quite a few centuries.
Doesn't matter. It's not theirs. Get your hands off. We'll be talking about that.
I will absolutely get my hands off. I'll fight a vicar. Mr. John Holmes. I can't bend down that far. John Holmes here after 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio. I'm done for another day. Back with you 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned. Have a great afternoon.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
Van Buster, now on. 25 kilogram blue circle cement was £3.54, now just £3 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
Can you take that ball outside before you break something, please?
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earn. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
This is Nick from Insure and Go.
Every October, the Mekong River releases balls of fire into the sky. Some people think it's a mythical serpent, the obvious answer. Some think it's methane gas, but scientists have poo-pooed this idea. Others think it could be man-made, but surely if it's man-made, someone would have come forward by now. It's been going on for centuries. I like to think that if the Thames started shooting fireballs into the sky, it would be properly looked into.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure and Go. Take us away with you.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes and it's Talk Radio and here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, gas attack kills dozens in Syria, Easter egg row, and find out which prince has met Kylie Minogue.
Talk Radio.
Almost 60 people, including 11 children, have died in a suspected gas attack in northern Syria. France has requested an emergency UN Security Council meeting in response. It's believed either Russian or Syrian warplanes are responsible. The Prime Minister, who's visiting refugees in neighbouring Jordan, has defended Britain's response.
Our total aid as a result of the Syrian crisis is £2.3 billion. We've been the second biggest bilateral donor overall. That means we have been providing food, water, medical supplies, and yes, education and training to young people, to refugees, to help them with their futures.
Russian investigators believe a suicide bomber was responsible for yesterday's metro attack in St. Petersburg, which killed 14 people. It's believed the suspect was a 23-year-old from Kyrgyzstan. 13 people have now been charged in connection with an attack on a teenage asylum seeker who was left with a fractured skull. Two are accused of racially aggravated GBH after Friday's attack in South London. Cadbury has downplayed claims by the Church of England that it's airbrushing faith by not including the word Easter in the name of its egg hunt. The events are taking place at National Trust sites, with officials saying the suggestion is nonsense. Caroline Farrow from Catholic Voices has told Talk Radio the whole situation has been blown out of proportion.
There is nothing inherently Christian about eating a chocolate egg at Easter. It's tradition that has developed out of time. And interestingly as well, eggs were given when the tradition started. They weren't chocolate. They were just given as a symbol of new life.
And Prince Philip has met Kylie Minogue at Windsor Castle. The 95-year-old Duke's been pictured grinning broadly with a pop star who he presented with an award to honour her contribution to Anglo-Australian relations.
Are they going out now?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Because that's the sort of gossip that one would expect. Kylie, single. Is she single again now?
Yes.
There you go.
Are you linking her to Prince Philip?
I am officially linking her. I'm a source.
Are you?
And in the media, I'm linking her to I'm saying she's stepping out with a mystery prince.
Except it's not a mystery, because we just named him.
Well, how he's still there is a mystery, isn't it, given his...
Yeah.
Anyway. So the headlines again. Prince Philip is doing it with Kylie Minogue.
No one said that apart from you just then. Maybe
it's an alternative fact.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah. Thanks, Victoria, for bringing the showbiz news at the end there.
That's all right,
isn't it?
Royal showbiz news.
That's what everyone wants. That's what they love. Let's zuzz it up a bit for the next one. Let's add some facts to that story.
I'm not doing that.
They were pictured kissing.
I can't say that.
Holding hands.
That is not true.
All right.
He presented her with an award. He passed her an award.
Did he?
I don't know whether any of the contact happened.
All right. Maybe he...
No, maybe he didn't.
Okay,
let's move on.
Fine. Right. So,
I don't think the Queen would be happy with you right now, John Holmes.
The Queen?
Yeah.
Why?
Suggesting and that her husband is having an affair.
Yeah. She was such a fan as well.
Good afternoon, Your Highness, Your Majesty. I'm sorry to have to break it to you.
No. No. Can we do whatever's next?
But, you know, you've heard the expression Greek dip. Well, Prince Philip.
John.
What?
I will hit you.
Okay, fine. Let's move on.
There's no
and
suggestion
do the weather.
That happens.
The best suggestion. Weather. I'm suggesting it.
Yeah, well, don't.
You're an
idiot.
Unreliable source. Oh.
Yes. You're suggesting it as a joke.
I didn't even,
you know it's
I didn't
not
even
true.
Mention Prince Philip's unreliable source.
Shh.
The weather, dry with sunny spells for many this afternoon with some blustery showers across the north of Scotland, highs of 15 degrees.
Perfect.
It probably doesn't work.
No, John, we don't. Let's talk about the weather. Think of funny things about the weather.
I didn't really listen. What was it?
No, you don't have to.
The weather, dry with sunny spells for many this afternoon with some blustery showers across the north of Scotland, highs of 15 degrees.
Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Manchester United goalkeeper Mark Bosnich thinks Graham Souness is wrong to say Wayne Rooney is past his sell-by date. Rooney's expected to be on the bench tonight for United's Premier League game against Everton. Bosnich told Talk Sport Rooney's got plenty left in the tank.
I think with the golden rule of never write off a great player. I think if anyone's best placed for that, it will be Wayne Rooney himself. He'll know that, but even more so, Jose Mourinho, who's watching him day in, day out. I think he's still got a role to play at Manchester United while he wants to stay there. It might not be the same role that he's had over the years, But it's definitely some role there for him.
Leicester will aim to keep up their 100% record under Craig Shakespeare tonight. They host bottom of the Premier League Sunderland. Elsewhere this evening, Burnley face Stoke and Watford entertain West Brom. Brighton and Hove Albion can return to the top of the Sky Bet Championship. They'll leapfrog Newcastle, who don't play until tomorrow, with a victory at home to Birmingham. Finally, tennis. Heather Watson starts the defence of her Monterey Open title later. She faces Nina Stojanovic of Serbia. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben, there with the pre-recorded sports. And of course, that was Victoria with the live news. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let's do Tuesday.
Talk Radio.
A home of his own. A Voices Nationwide poem by me, Heather Wastey. My son's bought his first house. We all miss him like mad. So to make up for his absence, his dad, made a cardboard cutout. Life-size, cheeky grin. And sometimes, when we have a meal, we bring the cutout in and lean him against the table as if he's really there. He still won't eat his carrots, but at least he's brushed his hair.
To find out how you can help your loved ones into a home of their own, go online or ask us in branch. 14 million members. Building society. Nationwide.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It's the radio in the afternoon.
And then there came this.
What are we looking at here? With politics and international relations.
Gibraltar.
That's what seems to have gone slightly wrong, isn't it?
It is.
For we are talking Mormons. Simply to be lifted off the earth. A live read.
And put a whoopee cushion on the frogs.
And dragged to the moon by rockets. Dog's egg. Dog's egg.
Fight or flight? Flight. Every time.
Is it David Moyes?
What's he done?
He deeply regrets his slap remark.
And it's not justice.
Without Spain, we wouldn't have their national sport of tech hopping.
At Thurston County Fairgrounds in Washington.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey.
So good afternoon then to you and welcome. In case you're wondering from just where the noise coming out of your radio pipe is emanating from, well, I can reliably inform you that it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, the Talk Radio Afternoon Show. I am its designated owner, operator, John Holmes. And first thing to say is that if you have any questions for us this afternoon, then feel free. Because we're not going to threaten to slap anyone for asking one. That's Talk Radio isn't David Moyes. We are happy to take your questions. It's fine. We won't threaten to hit anyone in the face. It's all right. All your questions welcome, no matter how stupid. Oh, and the other thing to make you aware of is we're still not at war with Spain, by the way. If that does happen today, just as with yesterday, we will, of course, bring that war news to you as the afternoon wears on. So today, then, much ado about Cadbury, isn't there? The church has begun a war with Cadbury because it's dropped the word Easter from its marketing this year, saying, and the church have been saying this, it's downplaying the Christian origins of the festival. The National Trust have got involved as well, for it is all to do with an egg hunt held on National Trust properties over the Easter weekend. The Christian Church very angry about it. Of course, Theresa May has also waded in to the debate going on, calling the egg dropping of Easter from the word egg Easter is ridiculous, she said. She says, from Saudi Arabia. Well, you think you'd have more things to worry about, like, oh, I don't know, human rights abuses. Theresa May, what do you make of the fact that this country and this regime still advocates the stoning to death of women? Oh, that's fine, but Yeah, this whole Easter egg thing's ridiculous. Well done to you. Suppose you just want the Saudi Arabians to throw chocolate eggs at them, do you? Anyway, that's happening in the news, isn't it? The church saying that the dropping of it, the airbrushing of Easter from the Cadbury egg hunt, downplays, and I quote, the Christian origins of the festival, seemingly forgetting that Easter doesn't even have Christian origins. So, you know, pagan festival, it goes back even further than that, predates Christianity by about, oh, I don't know, for at least 400 years, longer than that, really. And the pagans celebrated the Saxon goddess Oestra, symbolising new birth, from where we derive the word estrogen, of course. And it goes back further. It's all to do with the cycle of the seasons, astronomy, how the Earth moves through space, how the moon moves, how the sun moves around. And nothing whatsoever to do with the anniversary of Christ's crucifixion, which is why the date always changes. And anyway, Jesus didn't even lay eggs, so... didn't know, did he? Anyway, bit of history there for your Tuesday afternoon. Social ammunition for when someone brings that up at work or something. Everyone's talking about it today. And you can say, ah, yeah, but Easter was hijacked by the church, wasn't it, sometime around the 8th century? And anyway, if it's a Christian festival, why do we eat eggs and not a chocolate Jesus? Hmm? Literally food for thought there. Happy to help you. So here we are then, and I think we can all agree it's time now to see exactly what's dribbling out of the show, like the wee that lady did on Donald Trump's golf course. The lady that's now suing Donald Trump because she was apparently filmed doing it. I mean, given Donald Trump's track record vis-a-vis Russian prostitutes, I think we might know where that executive order came from. But here's what we're metaphorically tinkling down our own broadcasting legs between now and 4 o'clock. Headline hijacks on the way, of course it is. You know how it works. You get a made-up news story into the news. At 2 p.m, the news will come out of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the one. And it will contain a made-up news lie to confuse anyone not listening to this bit of the programme. We invite you to make it up. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like. Radio.
Today's diversity paper review cometh courtesy of Ez, I think, today. He'll be box-ticking his way through the stories of the day, which makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, because Ez's diversity is that he's black. There's the day's big stories, analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the obvious solution, really, and if Andrew Marr had thought of it, that would be a feature on his Sunday morning politics show. But he didn't, so it isn't. It's ours. It's the news in haikus. It's on the way. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. All your reactions this afternoon as well, please. Our work experience punditry as well, that's coming today. Our work experience Michael will be in to review the week's new music. We will also be helping another Kickstarter project by giving someone's hope and dream, their crowdfunding exercise, a radio-based kick up the arse. If you have such a hope and dream and are looking to fund it with public coin, and you've got it on Kickstarter, then why not come on the radio and tell us about it? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's the same number. It's the same number. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And there is your chance to get your hand this afternoon on a meaty souvenir. Your choice runs like this. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because they're not racist.
That's right. Consider it a souvenir of your time spent with us. Also, of course, on the choice list, which I did forget, but Victoria's just reminded me with what I'm going to consider a foul mime. Sausages!
Because it's a Tuesday!
Interesting mime for sausages. I nearly gave away something else there. Today, we invite you to play this radio game. Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite War on the Radio, Nazi Zombie Special. That's right.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. It's a first-person shooter game on the radio. Can you kill the zombies and also react appropriately to various people from the news as they attack? You know the number. You know the Twitter. Plus, hot guest action this very afternoon. We are going to be joined by Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl,
what?
On the show.
No.
Out of Off of the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, out of
in
Off of the Foo Fighters.
In this studio.
Wait, I'm finished. Dave Grohl, out of Off of the Foo Fighters, is mum will be on the... She's joining us on the show today. She's written a book. She's written a book about rock mums. she's called Virginia. She's going to be on the programme. Dave Grohl's mum. Ginger Davey's not producing. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
All right, Chuckles.
Was until about just now.
Oh, okay. Victoria's on the buttons today.
No, she's not
Victoria.
No. You're
Victoria.
What are you doing?
I meant Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
That'd be a weird swap round, wouldn't it? We should do that.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah. Chloe comes and does the news. You're going to do the buttons, Victoria.
I'll be awful.
Well, you're awful at the... Victoria's got the news. Paid into Cornelius is
Hello.
Here. Hi there.
Hi
there.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Marta normally does a Tuesday. What's happened to Marta? Have we gone to war with her because she's Spanish?
She's been interned.
All right, good. I thought you were the intern. Hi, Cornelius.
Hi.
Yeah. Now I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. And, of course, we need to start with some music. It will get us to today's big story. You know that's how it works. Figure out today's big story from the clues within the carefully curated song that we use to segue between the menu and the discussion of the big news story. Today we bring you this. Play along at home. It's just for fun. How does this link to the big story? Radiohead. I'm a weirdo. Okay, then, so that is today's big song. Which links to today's big story, doesn't it? But the question, of course, what is today's big story based on Creep by Radiohead? Play along at home. Cornelius, you've been trying to figure it out. I can see in your half a good eye that you have that you've been trying to...
Why are you starting?
Trying to work...
Why are you starting?
Well, because your eyes are looking different. Like the Sid the Sloth from the Ice Age films. What have you figured out then, do you think?
Don't care.
Big story. Big story, isn't it? Link to today's big story.
Creep. Oh, are you in the news?
Why is that?
Are you? Because you're a creep. You're a weirdo. What the hell are you doing here? Are you back in the news? Are you on the front of the Mail on Sunday again?
No.
You're writing for the Mail on Sunday again?
That's not what happened, and you know it.
Because
no, that's not it. It's not it.
You were fired because you're a white man.
It's not it.
Are we doing that?
No, we're not doing that.
No?
No, it's not it. It's not the story anyway. It wasn't even factually accurate. That's not the story. It's not the story. Radio.
Oh, is it the controversy at BBC Radio 4 where they fired
no,
you?
No, it's not that. No, it's not that.
Head.
It's definitely not that. I don't belong here. Not even the one that your eyes are sitting in, the side of the head.
Well, you bought that on yourself.
I'm going to tell you what it is, of course, today's big story, right?
Yeah, Radiohead, Creep.
Yeah.
What is it? I can't actually figure it out.
The lead singer of Radiohead is called?
Tom York.
That's right.
York?
Yes, the Archbishop of...
Oh, yeah, of course.
York.
The Archbishop of York has...
He's accused Cadbury's and the National Trust of airbrushing Easter out of Easter. Because Cadbury's, of course, have dropped the word Easter. They bloody haven't! It's on the poster, you madman! Right, so they used to call it an Easter egg hunt, now it's called a Cadbury's egg hunt, because, you know, that's how marketing works. On a big poster that says Easter... hunt thing. Easter. It says it on the poster. What are you moaning about? Theresa May's banging on about it as well, going, oh, how dare they drop the word Easter? Well, it will be British Christianity out of Easter. It's nicked by Christianity. It's based on stuff, astronomy, way before Christianity got hold of it. So it's not even yours anyway. Anyway, we'll be talking about that. We're going to need a guest on the phone. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. He's through the miserable
window.
Yeah,
We need this. You'll love this story because it's about an egg.
I don't know. You were going to say that.
You smell of an egg.
I do not smell of an egg.
You do. I just walked through there and it smelled of an egg.
I've got a salad. There's no egg there. Look.
Have you
seen egg?
There's no egg.
I didn't say.
Gherkin.
There's a green egg.
There's a gherkin.
You smell of a gherkin and gherkin.
Like you've been covered in hummus by a producer who hurts you.
I didn't say. That has happened. I didn't say that your salad smelled of an egg. I said you smell of an egg.
I do not smell of an egg.
Could you get us a guest, please?
Fine.
Okay. We'll talk to somebody about today's big story. Easter eggs is in the news, of course. And we're going to hunt down an Easter egg hunter guest next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Amy, come and help me clear some stuff out of Dave's garage. He goes through all these phases. He collected so many albums before we got married.
Vinyl records.
Then he started doing DIY for about a month.
Power tools.
Next, he wanted something to play at weekends.
Golf clubs.
And I don't know what got into him when he started wearing these.
Wrestling tights. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay, the ultimate clear out the garage shop.
Guess what? I just got a pay rise.
I got a pay rise too.
And so did I.
That's because on the 1st of April, the national minimum wage...
and the national living wage both went up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage...
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays on the M62 after earlier eastbound problems near the Simister Island. The broken down vehicle's been recovered, but 16 to 19 is looking very busy. Into Oxford, the northbound A34 remains closed because of a lorry fire. That's near the Hinksey Hill interchange. The congestion tailing back towards Abingdon North. Works on the Southend Arterial Road in Southend RC are causing delays in both directions for that route. And in Charling, Somerset, the A30 Crewkerne Road has been closed in both directions near the A358 because of a serious accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Our
we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No, we're not.
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of five on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit TescoMobile.com/terms.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And what we should be talking about, of course, is today's big story. Easter. So the Archbishop of York has accused Cadbury of spitting on Jesus's tomb or something. A row has erupted between the church and the makers of flakes over Cadbury dropping the word Easter from their egg marketing this year. This has made the church livid, but it's also a clever PR stunt because now everyone knows that Cadbury's are having an egg hunt. Now the Prime Minister and daughter of a vicar, Theresa May, has waded in saying that Cadbury's and the National Trust, around whose land this hunt is going to take place, are basically heathens and should be burned as heretics. And she's presumably said that because she's visiting Saudi Arabia at the moment, and that's the kind of thing that they do. But of course, Easter has ball all to do with Christianity, if you actually trace it back. As a festival, it predates the church's hijacking of it by at least 400 years and goes back even further than that, partly to do with a belief in a pagan goddess called Oestra, from where we derive the word estrogen, and which of course became Easter. That said, many Christians argue that Oestra is a modern invention and that there's no proof of her pagan origins, although that is a bit rich, coming from people who believe in God. So what's the truth of Easter? Why are the Prime Minister and the Archbishop of Yorkie Bars getting so worked up about all this nonsense? On the line now to talk us through all of this is Dr. Robert Massey. He's the Deputy Executive Director of the Royal Astronomical Society. Good afternoon, Dr. Robert.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Hello there. Thank you for joining us. So, okay, much talk of Easter, of course, in all of the press today, given the whole Cadbury's Theresa May Archbishop of Yorkie, as I'm enjoying calling him, and the origins of Easter, in a way. But, of course, a lot of this, in fact, hopefully you'll back me up, it all sort of stems, does it not, from astronomical movements. That's why Easter is literally a movable feast.
Well, that's right. I mean, the difficulty with Easter is that it's based on what's called a lunisolar calendar, whereby you combine the sun and the moon in establishing a day. And anything like that always means that it moves around. And the simple reason is that although it takes roughly a month for the moon to go around the Earth, and then a year for the Earth to go around the sun, the problem is that those two numbers don't divide exactly. So although it takes about 29 and a half days from one full moon to the next, that doesn't go into the year 12 times. It goes into the year 12 times and a little bit left over. So you see drift in those dates over the years. Mm. And the way that Easter is defined is it's actually been defined for hundreds and hundreds of years. But the way it's defined now is that it's the first Sunday following the first full moon, following March the 21st, at least in the Western Christian tradition. Yeah. And what that means is that it goes back and forth a bit.
Yeah, so but essentially it stems from, because obviously the watching of the stars and the movements that define these, you know, and Easter's all about rebirth, of course, which kind of predates the Christianity side of it because it goes back even further. But it's the correlation between, I suppose this was, you know, almost what happened with Galileo, wasn't it? The correlation of science and religion there in terms of astronomy fueling religion and vice versa is quite a fascinating insight, and Easter kind of focuses it down, doesn't it, to say, well, this is how we get it.
Yeah, it's an example. I mean, most of the calendar systems in use around the world are to some extent based on astronomy, and that shouldn't really surprise you because the seasons, after all, are defined to a certain extent by how high the sun appears to be in the sky. Yeah. So in the winter, the sun is low down and the days are short, and in the summer, it's higher in the sky. And the moon is apart from the day itself, the moon is the other way of determining that progression of time. So, and you see that not just obviously in contemporary religions, but also in monuments like Stonehenge and even the astronomical alignment of the pyramids. It's very clear that ancient people were aware of the movement of these stars and the moon and the sun, and they used that to mark the passage of time. But you're right, also it's about the kind of organic spring, the fact that you see plant rebirth and so on, and you have an idea that that's at the same time of year each year. But Easter moves around a bit simply because it's tied to the moon, and if you tie anything to the moon, then that changes.
So it's interesting then that because we know that, yet of course it's also tied in terms of the religious side to the crucifixion of Christ, which you know, theoretically, if it's an event, should have an anniversary date. But as a movable feast, is it not that then that religion is acknowledging the fact that it's not really that? It is all to do with this movable heaven, if you like.
Yeah, I think there's something in that, in the sense, after all, even the date of Christmas is completely notional. There's no hard evidence that Christ was born in 0 AD or 1 AD. There's no real serious suggestion that that's the case. So as soon as you accept the fact that the records on this are likely to be pretty unreliable, then it's completely reasonable to move these things around. And you know, I suppose it could have been tied directly to the vernal equinox, to the 20th, 21st of March, around that time. Yeah. That didn't actually happen, and so we've ended up where we are with it. I think there was a piece of legislation back in 1920 in the UK called the Easter Act to try and fix the date, and it passed through Parliament, but it was never adopted.
Yes, I was reading about that, which is interesting. Do we know why it wasn't adopted, out of interest? Was that just something to do with well, as you said, Easter's based on the moon, so you can't fix the date. I mean, is that...
I assume it may have been practicality, in the sense that it's all very well for the UK to do that, but if the rest of the world wasn't going to follow it, then yeah, all you end up with is yet another exception to a rule, because ideally it's helpful if all these dates are synchronised around the world. Even Easter, that isn't the case between the Orthodox Church in places like Russia and Greece and so on, and the Western churches. So I don't think we're ever going to get very far with this. I think Easter is always going to be one of those awkward dates that all of us have to look up to work out when our school holidays are.
Yeah. Do you... I mean, I find it fascinating that you know, all of our notions of time, and as you say, and of how the seasons work and everything else, all go back to, you know, these early astronomers discovering all of this stuff. And obviously the church and science in that sense, and you know, I mentioned Galileo, who was considered a heretic, of course, by the Catholic Church, you know, but it does all come back to science, doesn't it? It does all come back to that, and religion has kind of had to find its way, even through an uneasy relationship with science over the years.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been a, I suppose, an uneasy relationship between astronomy and religion, for example. I mean, it's, although, interestingly, the Vatican has a big observatory, so it's sometimes quite a pragmatic one as well.
Yeah.
But you're right, there are sometimes tensions. I mean, the obvious examples are, at least in the 19th century, with the age of the universe, because once we became aware of just how old the universe was, or even that it was millions, let alone thousands of millions of years old, then there was that kind of rethinking. It clearly couldn't be that we were living on an Earth that was 6,000 years old, that nobody seriously now, or very few people anyway, really seriously believe that the world was created in 7 days and that life all came into existence 6,000 years ago. All of those things created some kind of tension, but I don't think it's not insurmountable. I mean, there are plenty of people in the church who are quite reasonable about modern science. I mean, one of our fellows is a vicar up in Durham, for example. So we actually manage the differences quite well, I think. And there are plenty of people in the Muslim world as well who take astronomy very seriously too.
Yeah, indeed. And final question, really, I suppose: will you be going on a Cadbury hunt or an Easter egg hunt?
I think that's a definitely maybe. We're actually way over Easter in Germany, but possibly. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it. Certainly, I've done it with my daughter before and her friends, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Robert Massey. There, he's the deputy executive director of the Royal Astronomical Society, shedding some, well, I'm going to call it sunlight and moonlight on this thorny issue of whether or not Christianity is really anything to do with Easter, and whether or not they just hijacked it. Answer, really, yeah, just hijacked, frankly, because it existed as a recognition of how we move in the... heavens is a strange word for it, isn't it, given the context, but how, you know, how everything in the sky moves around, and how we sort the timeline of Earth based on all of that, and then Christians just come along and put their great big jackbooted sandal in the middle of it and hijack the lot. Anyway, what do you think of this? The number, of course, is, if you want to get in touch, is 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
And now, hands together and eyes closed, for Victoria has the news.
Talk Radio. A suspected gas attack has killed at least 58 people, including 11 children in Syria. Videos shared by aid workers in Idlib province show toddlers in tears and victims wearing masks. It's believed Russian or Syrian warplanes are responsible. Officials in Russia believe a suicide attacker was behind yesterday's deadly bombing on a metro train. 14 people died and dozens of others were injured in the blast in St. Petersburg. Security services think the killer is a 23-year-old from the Central Asian country, Kyrgyzstan. Dr. Andrew Foxall is an expert on Russia.
A legacy of the Soviet period is that there are no border checks in place between Kyrgyzstan and Russia. And a key concern of the FSB, Russia's security services, over recent years has been the flow of individuals from Central Asia into Russia.
13 people have now been charged in connection with an attack on an asylum seeker who was left unconscious on a street in Croydon. Six people aged between 15 and 22 were charged this morning. The congestion charge in central London is being extended, with some drivers facing costs of £24 a day to drive in the capital. The most polluting vehicles are affected by the proposal, which is due to come into force in 2019. And the Prime Minister has weighed into the row over the National Trust's Easter egg hunt after it dropped references to the religious festival. Theresa May, who's on a visit to Saudi Arabia, says it's absolutely ridiculous, but the organisation denies it's trying to airbrush faith. The weather, dry with some sunny spells for many this afternoon, with some blustery showers across the north of Scotland, highs of 15 degrees. There's more in 24 minutes.
What they need to do is perhaps embrace this marketing time. Because, of course, we know now that the egg isn't particularly Christian symbol. But what they should do is they should put a chocolate Jesus inside an egg. Maybe for next year it might be too late. And people could go on the Easter egg, the Cadbury's egg hunt. The egg hunt. Other Cadbury's are available. And if you find the chocolate Jesus, maybe you win a prize or something.
Maybe
like
that is the prize.
Maybe some loaves and fishes or something like that.
I think that's great, because then you get more chocolate.
There you go, then. So everyone's happy.
Yep.
Good. Right, Victoria will be back, of course, in, just under half an hour, really, with today's Headline Hijack. If you'd like to make a news story up and get it to us, please, it could find its way into the 2pm bulletin. Details of how to do that coming.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Right, do me a favour, have a look around you at your life. The people you're married to, your kids, your job, your car, your house, your haircut, everything. Happy with it? Now imagine you've only got 6 months left to live. What would you ditch and what would you do more of?
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we're taking your reactions, of course, and those reactions need to come to us via the usual number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's been coming in, Cornelia?
What's coming in, John? Yes. John, this is typical of the infidel-flooded chocolate industry, to be honest. For years, our confectionery businesses have been overrun by heathens, and it ought to stop. Mm. That's coming from a religious nutter. Mm. John...
Is it a Cadbury's fruit and nutter?
Yeah.
Okay.
John, what about Cher or Madonna? There's a chance that their surnames could be Easter, but the music industry has removed that. When's the Archbishop of York going to ban all music?
There we go. It's only a matter of time, I imagine, Snowflake. Right, so this is Talk Radio, and we would like you to make up your headline hijacks, please. You made up news stories. That's what we require. All you have to do is come up with a sentence or two that sounds a little bit like the news, but is a complete lie. We've been doing it since way before fake news was a thing. Get them to us. One of them could be yours. We'll be in the news at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth. Cornelius, again, what's been coming in? What have we got?
Well, this is coming from Sean, who says that NASA has announced that next year 14 American astronauts will be embarking on a mission to the moon for a reality TV series, which will see the group complete a number of tasks in order to maintain contact with the team at Earth. The show will be broadcast on channels in many different TV countries and with the channels being encouraged to enter their bids now.
That's good. Now, chickens have come under fire for removing Easter from the notion of their eggs as well. Of course, eggs are all year round. They come out of chickens' bottoms. And ordinarily at Easter, of course, they pop out with the word Easter written on them. But this year, the chickens have dropped the word Easter from the eggs that come out of their bottoms. And the church has said that this is unacceptable and called for the death of all chickens. That's come in from the Archbishop of York. Thank you. Keep yours coming in also, because it's Headline Hijack. And here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Next on the programme, today's diversity paper review. We welcome back our friend Ez. He will be in to go through the newspapers. Also on today's programme cometh the following thing. Plural. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. Work experience punditry today, Michael's in. He's reviewing new music from the point of view of a work experience who doesn't get paid to do so. There will be a game on the radio. It's Caller Call of Duty. Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare Zombie Nazi Special on the radio. If you'd like to take part, you are invited. Register your interest on that number again. Here it is, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll also be helping someone with a dream and a hope. Someone who has a Kickstarter. Kickstart their Kickstarter project by inviting them on the radio, which should give it a kick up the arse, given there's upwards of six people listening to this at any one time. Not only that, we'll be joined after 2 o'clock by Foo Fighter frontman Dave Grohl's mum, who's coming on the programme to promote a book she's written. It's PR dressed up as interview, because she's written it by going around the world interviewing rock stars' parents, specifically the mums. From Cradle to Stage is the name of the book. Virginia Grohl joining us on the programme today. Right, let's do the traffic and travel and all of that stuff. Talk Radio, afternoons, John Holmes, etc.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
And they're off. Coming up on the inside, it's the one your wife liked to look of, followed by the one your dog picked, chasing the one you got in a sweepstake, taking the lead.
There's a better way to pick your horses with the Sun's free favourite pullout every day of the Aintree Festival. Get all the top tips on the form, the fences and the favourites every day. Free sweepstake kit on Friday, plus a free £1 Grand National bet at Ladbrokes on Saturday. Starts Thursday only in the Sun. Free bet in shops only. Conditions apply. 18 plus. Gamble aware.
When you're building a great business, only one thing really matters. People. And for the best people, you need the job site used by more UK candidates than any other. Find your people today at Indeed.com. Terms, conditions, quality standards and usage limits apply. UK's number one job site based on total unique visitors to Indeed.com.
This is the lovely sound of a man's beard being played like a harp. It's Dave the Mechanic's beard. And this soothing facial melody is the U-Team's way of telling Dave that his garage's water bills could be a lot lower, thanks to business water deregulation in England. Groovy, huh? The U-Team from UtilityWise has all the skills to manage your bills and play the beard harp. Go to utilitywise.com/water or text water to 62277 to save up to 25% on your utility bills. Tax-free savings based on water plus gas or electricity combined.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M4 in Bridgend is struggling westbound near the Sarn service area around Junction 36, where two lanes have been closed because of an accident. Emergency repairs on the M6 in Staffordshire are causing northbound delays near Stafford between 14 for Stafford North and the Stafford services. One lane's out. In Oxford, the A34 is now partially open northbound around the Hinksey Hill interchange after a vehicle fire, but there's still long delays there. And in Chard in Somerset, the A30 Crewkerne Road remains closed both ways. That's because of a serious accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No, no.
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of five on same account. Perk given once a month varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. It's a Tuesday afternoon. If you've missed it, we've already been discussing, of course, the issue of Cadbury's airbrushing Easter out of Easter. The church have got very cross about it, and with the National Trust as well, whose land this Easter egg hunt, or rather egg hunt, is being held. Essentially, it's a giant PR marketing exercise, and has worked, because of course the news media are now talking about it, and now everybody knows there is a Cadbury's egg hunt. However, have they airbrushed Easter out of it? That's the question, to which the answer is no, because Easter predates Christianity anyway, because it's all to do with astronomy. And furthermore, there's other stuff in the news. Theresa May's waded into the egg debate.
She's waded into egg.
She's waded into egg. And she has said it's ridiculous, the whole argument, that Cadbury's should have removed this. And she's saying that from Saudi Arabia, where, there's terrible human rights abuses, which apparently aren't ridiculous because she's doing trade deals with them.
Do they even have Easter in Saudi Arabia?
They don't have eggs.
Really?
No. They don't even have an egg there. No. Wow. The history of egg abuse is terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Now, what I'm getting at, though, is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, John.
Yes?
John.
Yes, Cornelius.
I
yes.
cannot
yes.
get
yes.
my
yes.
head
yes.
around
yeah.
it.
Okay, well, allow us to help you. Because this is where we take the news, and because it's complicated, and we know it is, but we know you turn to us for in-depth analysis, and we know that one way to do that, to make it simple, no matter how complicated the news agenda, is to narrow it down, to whittle it, if you will, into the shape and the form of Japanese poetry. It's Oriental verse. What it is five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Teachers lose a day's pay due to homework, taste of their own medicine.
Yeah, the news in haikus. And now it's time for a live read.
Just do it.
A live read, Cornelius.
Yes,
Every day this week. I'm bringing you, and last week, a live read. A live read, for those who don't know, is where
the next 2 bloody weeks
I have to read out something, contractually obliged to do so. It's of an event we're putting on. Proud to read it out. But ordinarily what happens is when people read these things out, they just sort of throw it away. They chuck it away and it just sort of gets lost in the rest of the programme. But I like to draw a bit of attention to it, shine a spotlight, zhuzzy it up. Mm. I've wrapped it.
I know.
I've done it to the music of Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, no one asked you to.
I got out some sick beats at one point.
Yeah, we definitely asked you not to do that.
Right, and then, I mean, we've had some meetings about my delivery of it, but, you know, mm-hmm. that's fine. We'll carry on, because I still argue that it draws attention to it. And today, I've roped in as hell. Yesterday we did Here Comes the Sun events, because it's a Sunday. Today, I've roped in friend of the show, Katy Perry. Baby,
your colours burn.
Yeah.
Make them go.
Oh, teamed up with the Sun newspaper for a series of special audience events which...
That's all you had to do was read it out, and you're not doing that properly.
We've teamed up with the Sun newspaper for a series of special audience events which kick off on Wednesday the 19th of April in London, and you can be part of it. An expert panel will debate what Brexit means for you, and you'll have the chance to get your voice heard live on Talk Radio. Oh, yeah. Up on stage will be Talk Radio's very own Sam Delaney. Anna Anna Soubry, MP. Dominic Raab, MP. Political comedian Matt Ford. Julia Nazi Fiora.
No, you have to call her Julia Hartley Brewer.
Julia Hartley Fiora.
No.
From Talk Radio, all on stage, along with Katy Perry, who'll be there discussing Brexit.
No, she won't be there.
Okay, just trying to zuzz it up a bit.
It's not Glastonbury.
Tickets are only £5, with all profits going to St Thomas's Hospital. Buy your tickets at thesun.co.uk/suntalks, where you can also find full details of the event. Tickets, like Glastonbury, will be limited, so book now to avoid disappointment. thesun.co.uk/suntalks, live on stage at Glastonbury. It's the Sunday night big event.
No, it's near London Bridge.
Near London Bridge. Sam Delaney, Anna Soubry, or Soubry, MP, Dominic Raab, MP, political comedian Matt Ford, and Julia
Hartley Brewer,
Nazi Fuhrer, no. From the mid-mornings on Talk Radio. It's Sun Talks, and you can be there. All profits going to St Thomas's Hospital, which is a good thing. thesun.co.uk/suntalks.
Are you reading out twice now?
Oh, just I'm just
you
hammering
only,
home
you
the...
You have to read it out once.
Hammering home the...
I know.
Things, aren't I? I'm just hammering out... Anyway, there we go. Consider that done. Right then, Talk Radio in the afternoons, and let us welcome Ez, because Ez is one of our diversity paper reviewers. He is, of course, here to go through the papers. We go through the papers, much like any other radio show goes through the papers, except we do it with a different diversity each day. It's the Diversity Paper Review. Welcome, Ez.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good.
Let me give you some music. Woo. So, Ez, remind us of your diversity, if you would, please.
I am a black man.
That's correct. And thus, we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting.
Correct.
And so, what newspapers have you gone through today?
I'm going to start with the front pages, as I normally do.
Yes.
What's been plastered here? You know, the story, you guys have obviously heard about the story about the explosion in St. Petersburg.
Indeed.
The underground. So, late last night, for people who don't know, it was reported that there was an explosion at the... there was two bombs found, and yes. One went off in the St. Petersburg underground train station. And it's been reported last night that a Russian news agency, Interfax, were told that the blast had been caused by a suicide bomber, but there's no official confirmation of that yet. But
yes, we're hearing that the suspect was from Kyrgyzstan, where there are no border checks between Russia and Kyrgyzstan. And so that is the background, we think. We also know the second bomb that was defused.
Yeah, it was defused. It was apparently seven times more powerful than the first one.
Yeah.
And reportedly disguised as a fire extinguisher and rigged with shrapnel. So it's very good work by the law enforcement in Russia there, defusing this bomb, because that could have been very catastrophic. Although, you know, people have died from this, they've deterred any more killing.
Yeah, and that's on the front pages of most of the papers, as you'd expect. What else have we got in the papers today?
What else have we got? You heard about the two teenage boys who broke into Parliament.
The two teenage boys who broke into Parliament.
Yeah, so days after the terror attack, two teenagers were seen climbing over a low barrier into a car park of the southern end of the Palace of Westminster before going back into the public area on Saturday afternoon. So it's a bit crazy. It seems like the security...
Well, that's also a bit bold. If I was a teenage boy looking to prank... I'm not sure, given what had recently happened, I'd go for that, given, you know, armed
it's
police.
It's the best idea, because, armed police, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make a massive armed police officers, and then they chased them and eventually arrested them under suspicion of trespassing.
Yeah.
So apparently they were there for about 30 seconds. Reason to why there's not been a reason given to why they've done this. Teenage hijinks, you know, there's teenagers, there's millennials, crazy people, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a bit of madness.
They only really dipped their toe into Parliament.
They dabbled
30
in the,
seconds.
30 yeah. seconds.
But I mean, they got over a wall or a fence.
It's really? Better than the 15 seconds of fame.
So, yeah. So you know, that's... well, they're beefing up security. Perhaps they've just gotten around to putting beef on that bit of it. I don't know. All right, okay. We have got to rattle through because we're running out of time, Ez. I'm sorry, but what else is there?
In the Times, have you guys heard about the classroom bullies that teach an app to spew out foul-mouthed abuse? So there's this new app called, I think it's called this, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, the SimSimi smartphone app, which is free. And it's become one of the most popular social networking apps on Apple Store and Google Plus. So basically, these kids, these classroom bullies, use this app to... They use a software in the app called Teach, which allows you to teach the software to spout out, you know, abusive stuff. So it can teach it to say, who is the ugliest kid? What is Jack like? Etc, etc. But obviously, its responses are quite rude and sexual, and it's gotten a lot of flack from obviously parents.
But a kid, this isn't happening at schools.
So this is becoming very popular here. In fact, right. So this is a worldwide app, but now it's come over here and empowered our classroom bullies. So right.
Well, they shouldn't be allowed to use electronic devices in school. That would be my argument.
Yeah, that would probably be the first. You know,
are they presumably doing it post school, and you know, it's all that.
Well,
sort of thing.
I feel like I think from what I've interpreted here, it seems like it's happening in classrooms because teachers have reported about instances where this has happened in the classroom and stuff. So,
well, I mean, it's just a cyber equivalent of giving someone a wedgie, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Time moves on, and I bet they don't do that anymore in the schools. I mean, you were at school more recently than I was. Both of you probably.
Yeah.
You know, when you were at school, Cornish, you obviously got bullied. What do they do to you?
Shall we reminisce? I'll get the popcorn.
I didn't get bullied, actually.
Really?
No.
Were you...
Nor was I a bully, you asked.
Yeah.
No, I just stayed out of it.
Did you?
Yeah. I was the Switzerland of the classroom.
Really?
Yes.
And that you stole a lot of gold.
And I had a knife.
Not. Yeah, I explained. Well, you didn't get bullied then.
Yeah. No, bad idea.
Yeah. No, don't do that, kids.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, bullies, yeah, I think it is more online now and abusive.
Very much online.
Is that better, though? Because in my day, you used to get beaten up outside the school gates.
Because if it's, say, someone's created a meme of someone, that's there forever. It doesn't go away.
Yeah.
But if you get your
I've still got a bruise that never went away from where David Baddiel, not Baddiel,
Baddiel,
kneed me in the legs. So, you know.
You probably deserved it. Also, no, I think, seriously, online abuse and stuff is probably worse. Like, you know,
definitely.
I mean, there's always rising teenage suicide rates and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. So, in terms of, I guess it is bullying moving with the times in a weird sort of way, isn't it?
Because,
but do kids still fight outside the school gates? Is that even still a thing?
I don't know why you've asked me that now.
Well, I just...
I think fights at my school.
Yeah.
When I was in my first few years of secondary school, I went to all boys school, and they would, if they wanted to fight, they would go, okay, meet me outside after school, and everyone would crowd around and be like, okay.
And then they'd film it. That's what they do now.
Well, we didn't film it because we didn't have good smartphones back in that day, but now everyone has a smartphone, everyone does record stuff like that.
Yeah,
so if it was transported to this time, it probably would have been recorded.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. All right, we're out of time for that, Ez. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But here we are. Quick look through the papers there with Ez in the diversity paper review. Remind us again of your diversity. Ez,
I am the black man.
And that's right. Thank you very much indeed for it. Now,
no problem.
In the next bit of the programme, you will find that we are talking to Dave Grohl off of the Foo Fighters' mum, who will be joining us on Talk Radio in the afternoon. That's coming. This first, though, of course, Headline Hijack. A made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock, which is on the way, masquerading as a truth. Fake news. Cornelius.
Yes?
Who has got their made-up news story in today?
It's Andy.
Andy. Where's he from?
The Wirral.
Hi, Andy in the Wirral. Big fan of the show, obviously. Regular messenger. Hi, Andy on the Wirral. Loves the show. Wants to get involved, so well done. Your made-up news story in the news next. Talk Radio, afternoons. I'm not Sheila Fogarty. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
There's nothing like welcoming a newborn baby into your home.
You can talk!
But this is no ordinary baby.
Let's see if you can listen.
He means business.
Get me a double espresso and see if there's some place around here with decent sushi. I'd kill for a spicy tuna roll right about now.
And he's calling the shots.
I'm on a mission.
And you're going to help me.
Get to work.
From the creators of Shrek.
Who are you?
Let's just say I'm the boss.
DreamWorks, The Boss Baby. In cinemas now.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe, you were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ryan.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
As the Grand National thunders nearer, get great value with Betfair. Betfair's odds were bigger than industry starting price on 95% of all Grand National horses in the last 5 years. That's great value on 95% of runners in the last 5 years with Betfair. Ready? Betfair. Win bigger.
18+ gambleaware.org applies to Betfair Exchange versus Industry SP on the 2012 to 2016 races inclusive. BSPs calculate 5% commission deducted. Full terms at betfair.com.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Tuesday. Talk Radio. Yes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, gas attack kills dozens in Syria and London's congestion charge is set to get higher.
Talk Radio.
A suspected chemical attack in Syria that's killed dozens of people, including children, is being condemned. Activists are blaming the Syrian government as footage shows victims choking and fainting in Idlib province. Labour's shadow foreign minister, Emily Thornberry, has described it as shocking and barbaric. Sky's diplomatic editor, Dominic Waghorn, says evidence so far suggests it was a gas attack.
The symptoms we're seeing are iris shrinkage, fainting, vomiting, bodies going limp, spasms, as I say, people gasping for air. And all those are certainly compatible with either sarin gas being used or chlorine gas.
The number of people killed in yesterday's bomb attack on St. Petersburg subway has risen to 14. Investigators say they believe it was a suicide bomber who was from Kyrgyzstan who had Russian citizenship. Theresa May has arrived in Saudi Arabia. She says she will have no trouble in raising issues of human rights against the kingdom while still pressing the UK's national interest. 13 people have now been charged in connection with the beating of an asylum seeker in Croydon in South London. The victim was left with a fractured skull and spine after the assault on Friday night. And drivers of some of the oldest and most polluting vehicles could be forced to pay up to £24 a day to drive in central London from April 2019. The Mayor of London has unveiled plans to expand the introduction of an ultra-low emission zone in the capital. Buses, coaches and lorries will face a £100 daily charge on top of their congestion payments. Motoring journalist Mike Rutherford has told Talk Radio City Khan's message is too strong.
To say to over 10 million people the air we are breathing is lethal, and if you visit this city you will be breathing lethal air, is just a distortion of the reality of it.
Thanks, Victoria, for the news.
That's all right, John.
Good, great. John, do the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Because you got his time.
Yeah, here we go.
Drive. She's got the weather.
Drive us some sunny swell. Any more?
No.
For any more?
No.
Drive us some sunny spells for many this afternoon. Some blustery showers across the north of Scotland. Highs of 15 degrees. I'm finished now.
Thank you. 3:30 today, Victoria will bring us her bonus news. Of course she will. Bonus news. News that is bonus. And the reason for it is that the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same. Animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. Today...
animal news.
It's her favourite. Have you started researching already?
No. Probably will now.
Okay. So that's at 3:30. Right next, we'll be talking to Dave Grohl's mum.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United can move to within 2 points of the Premier League's top four this evening. Jose Mourinho's side welcome Everton to Old Trafford after a frustrating goalless draw with West Brom at the weekend. Despite dropping those points, Mourinho says there's plenty to be positive about.
It's an amazing unbeaten run. Amazing. 19 matches in the modern Premier League is amazing. It's fantastic. But too many draws at home.
Elsewhere this evening, Leicester host Sunderland, Burnley face Stoke, and Watford entertain West Brom. Brighton can return to the top of the Sky Bet Championship. They'll leapfrog Newcastle, who don't play until tomorrow, with a victory at home to Birmingham. Rangers captain Lee Wallace will miss up to a month with injury after having an operation on his stomach. It could rule the defender out of their Scottish Cup semi-final with rival Celtic. Finally, tennis. Heather Watson starts the defence of her Monterey Open title later. She faces Nina Stojanovic of Serbia. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the NHS has scrapped plans to rename maternity wards to baby-making factories after being criticised by a number of groups, including Net Mums, Mums Net, Mums of the Net, Net Full of Mums and A Mum Called a Net. The name change was supposed to discourage home births, which cost the NHS more, and to give hospitals more of a Willy Wonka feel.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there. With her Willy Wonka feel. And now, Chloe's going to press a button.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon then, Talk Radio. Yes, and with the row involving the church and Cadbury's and the National Trust, this is, of course, where the chocolate company have been accused of airbrushing religion out of Easter, which wasn't even religious in the first place. It was technically astronomical, but there we go. Let's not split hairs on that. Although we did earlier for quite a long time. We have decided today's text-in that you can join in with is simply this. Religious sweets. It's got the church, it's got the chocolates. We've already given you the Archbishop of Yorkie, for it is he that has made the comment. But where else could we go with it? Sweets and religion, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And already on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag religious confectionery.
Go on, Cornelius. What have you got?
God stoppers.
Yes, good.
Sarma violets.
Sarma violets. Nice. Muzzle toffee. Jewish thing. Islam Mentos. Mentos.
That's the worst one.
Okay. Right. You there. Join in. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Right. Let's get somebody on the telephone. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. Now, books. They're two a penny, aren't they? Interviewing the authors of books. Yes, so what? Everyone's done that. Except, it's not often that a book about rock and roll gets written by one of the world's biggest rock and roll stars, mums. Virginia Hanlon Grohl is, of course, the mother of Dave Grohl. She's written a book. She's on the line now. Now, look, right, this, I picked up this book and I didn't know what to expect, and I have to congratulate you on two things, Virginia, all right? Firstly, I'm going to congratulate you on the book because it is a great idea. It's a really, very good read. And secondly, I'm going to say, because I've interviewed your son about three times, right, and he's one of the nicest musicians I've ever met.
Well, I must agree, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. We hung out in London for a bit, and, you know, and in this job you meet a lot of rock stars, you know, of his calibre and all that kind of stuff. And it's I'm not going to name names, Virginia, but it's rare to get someone quite as down to earth as Dave, and just someone who's willing to take the time with you, and just, you know, and give good interview. So if he's a chip off the old block, I'm expecting, you know, that we're going to get on all right, Virginia, is what I'm saying.
I don't know about that, but you know, he's been that way his entire life. He's always fun to be around, and he's great as a conversation partner, whether you're in the car or on the radio or on a stage or wherever. He was born that way,
yeah,
I guess.
Well, I mean, yeah, sorry to interrupt. Yeah, no, I think you're right. And it's interesting, in the book he talks, because he writes the foreword to your book, which, by the way, I should say, is called From Cradle to Stage. It is a collection of interviews you've done with the mothers of rock stars. And like I said, why on earth didn't anyone think about that before? And he talks about, in the foreword to the book, about how music is in the DNA, and about how he used to listen to music with you in the car growing up. So talk us through that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yes, there was always a lot of music in the house, in the car, and we lived in a very small house, so we were always within arm's reach of each other. Our rooms were really arm's reach, one door onto the next, and so if there was music on, everybody was listening to the same thing. And my daughter collected a lot of interesting music. She's 3 years older than me. And introduced him to some people he might not have listened to with his friends. And then I was listening to classical a lot, and Motown, and rock music, the Beatles and so on. And then he would bring in heavy metal. And so we all listened to everybody else's everything. So we listened to everything, bottom line. And then we sang together a lot in the car and around the house, and we harmonized and made up songs, and that was sort of a game for us. So music was always fun. It was always just, it was part of things.
And if you were in a small house back then, Virginia, was he drumming at that point? Had he started to drum? Because in a small house, that's going to be noisy.
Well, here's the thing. We never had drums in the house. Somehow I got away with that. And it was because the house was so small. So he played drums on his bed. He just pounded on little drum pads or made things to pretend they were drums. So he was drumming, but it was without drums. Poor child.
So
he always had friends who had a basement or a larger room added, or a garage, which we also didn't have. And so his friends all had drums, so he went there to play drums, and then he played guitar in the house.
Yeah, and in terms of songs you were listening to, because as you say, that is a wide variety of stuff, but was he always, as far as you were concerned, being mum, sort of destined for that rock music genre? Is that where he was always headed?
I didn't stop to think about that, actually. I knew he was headed for music, and he appreciated a lot of things. When there was a big park where they had outdoor festivals in the summer, and they would feature all kinds of music, and he would go with me to hear the Four Tops and Temptations and Aretha Franklin, and we went as a family to those. And then we went to listen to jazz together on weekends, on Sunday mornings, afternoons. I didn't think about the future then, actually. Didn't think about that he was destined to be a rock star, or I just knew he'd always played music, that's all.
Okay, what would you, just out of interest, what would you say, do you have even a favorite Foo Fighters song?
Oh, I guess Everlong, like most people. Yeah. I have several. I do love that one.
Is fascinating. Since you, because you used to go to gigs, right, and sit at the side of the stage,
right,
watching, you know, and you suddenly had a revelation when your son, you thought, oh my God, he's a rock star, which is very interesting that you write about that. But then you sort of went, well, what about other rock star mothers? So is that, tell us about how the idea of the book came along, because you go along and now you go off and you go, you know, around the world almost interviewing rock star mothers. So how did it all come about, Virginia?
Well, it did happen in a moment. There was a moment when I was sitting with a friend that I'd known that had been sitting with me side of the stage. She was the attorney for the band, and she went to many of their shows. And we were sitting together on the side of the stage on our little folding chairs, and I said something about, I'm so surprised I never see any of the other mothers of the, because there were, it was the New Orleans Jazz Festival, so there were lots and lots of bands.
Yeah.
And she said, well, that's true. She said, we should go look for them and write a book. And we decided that was a fine idea, and on that day we started making plans for people we'd like to interview and where we'd like to go and what kind of a list we could have and so on. And that's how it started.
How did you choose? I mean, because the names in here are incredible. I mean, you've been to talk just looking down the list here. You know, you've got the...
I'm very happy with the list I chose. Well, in the beginning it was slow because not everyone said yes. This morning I just heard that Miranda Lambert won her 8th consecutive award for Female Artist of the Year, and I thought, I'm so glad I interviewed her mother, that she was sort of represented country music in my book.
Yeah.
And I just chose her because I liked her. I liked listening to her. I don't listen to country music very much, but I love listening to Miranda Lambert because she's so passionate and so spunky. And then I saw her show, and she puts on a great show.
Well, it's amazing. The other names you've got, I mean, you the mother of Michael Stipe's in here. You've got Adam Levine's mum. You've got Amy Winehouse's mum. How was Amy Winehouse's mum to talk to?
I thought they would be interesting, and I thought their music was interesting, and that they were different types. They represented different kinds of music, and for the most part, I knew their music and liked it.
Yeah.
So I just thought they all represented something, a really high quality too.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. That's Virginia Hallen Grohl. We'll be back with her talking more about her new book From Cradle to Stage after the traffic and travel.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
At Sky Bet, we're paying 8 places at this year's Masters at an incredible quarter odds each way. So whether you're backing a top-ranked player or an 80-1 long shot, at this year's tournament in Augusta, Sky Bet are paying not 5, 6 or 7, but 8 places at a quarter odds each way before they tee off for new and existing customers. Sky Bet, that's betting better. 18+, gambleaware.co.uk. Applies to each way bets only. Eligibility restrictions and T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
When the McCulloch man mows his lawn with his McCulloch lawnmower, he powers through even the toughest grass with one goal in mind: to finish the job before the match starts. And with his McCulloch lawnmower, he's got the power to get the job done. That's why his mates envy his lawn, as well as his team. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Ann Davis?
Yeah?
Winston Wolfe, you were on your way to work when you got whacked from behind.
Yes, it was horrible.
Well, I know someone who put you out of your misery. Here they are now.
Taxi for Ryan.
If you can't drive your car after an accident, Direct Line are the only insurers who will get you a taxi and recover your car. Now it's time you disappeared. We don't want to be late, do we?
Car recovery and a taxi to continue your journey after an accident. Can your car insurance do that? Comprehensive cover required. Taxi booked to one destination within the UK. Terms and conditions apply.
At Jet2.com, we offer you great flight times, a generous 22 kilograms baggage allowance, no credit card fees, and prices as low as £42. No wonder we've been ranked the UK's top airline on TripAdvisor, and we're the UK's only airline awarded Rich Recommended Provider. And new from this spring, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes. Charges may apply, subject to availability and normal conditions.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime. For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong. Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Bridge End, the westbound M4 is back to normal after earlier problems near to the Sand service area. The M6 North in the West Midlands is very busy. There's a couple of breakdowns causing delays from around Junction 5 at Castlebrom up towards 9 at Wensbury, so patchy really all along that stretch. The northbound A34 in Oxford is still suffering long delays because of a vehicle fire. One lane still out near the Hinksey Hill interchange. And through Chard in Somerset, the A30 Crewkerne Road remains closed in both directions because of an accident near the A358. I'm Jarena Adams.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No, we're not.
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month for various with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Right, do me a favour, have a look around you at your life. The people you're married to, your kids, your job, your car, your house, your haircut, everything. Happy with it? Now imagine you've only got 6 months left to live. What would you ditch and what would you do more of?
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Afternoons. I am John Holmes. We're talking to Virginia Hanlon Grohl, the mother of Dave Grohl, out of Foo Fighters. and she's written a book, From Cradle to Stage.
I do like that you spoke to Mary Morello, the mother of Tom, out of Rage Against the Machine, of course, who, of course, famously, Virginia, have one of the most sweary songs, Rage Against the Machine, that there is in music. And I wonder how a mother looks upon that. Because if I swore, right, my mum would disapprove, Virginia, if I'm honest. So, you know, if your son was to swear on stage, or indeed Mary Morello had to watch Tom swearing during Rage Against the Machine song, how does a mum feel about that?
Well, we have different opinions, I suppose. I have just thought about that recently, and I think the first time I heard David spout some of his F-bombs,
yeah,
I was surprised, because he hadn't, that wasn't the way he went around the house talking, and he was, I thought he was a gentle soul, and so then I just accepted it as sort of stage talk,
because yeah,
that's what you do on stage, and then I realized that everybody talks like that backstage too, so, and I don't.
And quite so, right, Virginia, quite right too, frankly.
That's the record straight.
That's how it should
but,
be.
But it's just part of it, and Mary Morello, of course, accepts it and imitates it as well, as she did on stage with her introduction to her son's band recently, which was hysterical.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, you know, a lot of us don't, we don't take time, a lot of the mothers, I mean, we don't really analyze the lyrics very often, or ask about what's behind everything.
Yeah.
And we just enjoy what we can, and we don't make a big thing of it, I guess.
Yeah, here's a thought for you, because I've been reading the book, right, and I think there's a super group here, right, because we know all of the, you know, your children's work, all of your mums. Is there any chance of getting a mum's super group on stage, Virginia? So yourself, you, and get, we want a mum's super group band. That's what the world is crying out for.
I consider us a sorority. I don't know if I consider us a girl group or something like that. What I do hope is, I'm trying to get all of them out here for a big dinner party.
Oh.
So they can all meet each other. They haven't met each other. And I think they would love hearing how much they have in common, even though they're from different times and places, and they've all had very different life experiences.
Yeah.
You know, one growing up in a Nazi prison camp, and one in a small town in Texas, and just so many different places and times that I'm hoping that they'll get together and meet each other.
All right, well, I'd like to be a fly on the wall when that happened. Can I ask you one other question? Virginia, what is your favourite album ever? It's a hard question, I realise, and I was going to just ask you, what if you could had to pick one album, what it would be, and what would be your favourite track on it, out of interest?
Oh, dear. I need to prepare for that. oh, my.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
My favorite music of all time, I don't know. I would have to think long and hard. It probably would be a classical album. I don't know. It could be the Beatles. I have so many memories of Beatles music, and
yeah.
Love most of that, yeah.
And if you picked a favourite Foo Fighters album, then or Nirvana, you know, where are you going with that? Because that's a slightly easier question, obviously. And I know you said Everlong would be your favourite track, but presumably then that's the album that would be on.
Well, let me just say that instead of choosing an album, let me just say that the last project, which was the album and the TV show, which was Sonic Highways.
Yes.
I thought that was brilliant. I loved that. I loved that David sort of showed the history of American music by going to... I sort of imitated what he did in my book, actually, by going to different places to find out how the music is different in Chicago from the music in New Orleans, from the music in D.C. And he talked to the musicians there and then wrote a song in each place reflecting that atmosphere. And as a total project, I love that. That one stands out to me as a great worthy project.
Listen, Virginia, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time. The book, Virginia Hanlon-Grohl has written this, and I'll say she's been around and interviewed all these mothers of rock stars, which is fascinating. From Cradle to Stage, My Son the Rock Star and the Remarkable Stories from the Mothers Who Rocked and Raised Music's Greatest. Virginia, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much. Virginia Hanlon-Grohl there. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
At 2:30 exactly, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. At least 58 people have been killed in an airstrike in Syria in an alleged chemical attack. 11 children are among the dead in a rebel-held area of Idlib province. Sky's diplomatic editor Dominic Waghorn says it's believed either Russia or the Syrian regime is behind it.
They can carry on denying being behind these attacks, and the world will continue protesting. There will be a UN Security Council meeting if France gets its way. But in terms of what can be done diplomatically to hold those to account in the government and those who carried out this attack, at the moment the world doesn't have any answer for these kind of atrocities carried out in Syria.
Investigators in Russia believe a suicide bomber was responsible for a subway attack that killed 14 people. Officials say the suspect has been identified following yesterday's blast on the St. Petersburg metro. Theresa May insists she has no difficulty in raising hard issues such as human rights violations as she visits Saudi Arabia. The Prime Minister's there as part of a trade mission to the Middle East. Police are urging a mother who's suspected of abducting her two sons a week ago in Nottingham to contact them urgently. They went missing after a family court in Nottingham ordered 6-year-old Dylan and 9-year-old Louis should be removed from Samantha Baldwin's care. She's described as posing a risk of harm to them. And film director Roman Polanski has failed to bring an end to his long-running child sex abuse case. The Oscar winner fled the US nearly 40 years ago after admitting having sex with a girl aged 13. He now lives in France, but an American judge has refused a motion that would have allowed him to return without facing prison. The weather dry with some sunny spells for many this afternoon, with some blustery showers across the north of Scotland, highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Always end on a high. Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Now, in an hour's time, we are bringing bonus news to the air. And it is, for those that may not know, animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days, because that covers everything off. It's your bonus news. Today it's animal news. What have you got?
Animals.
It's more specific?
News.
Any more specific than that?
No.
Oh. Someone hasn't started looking at it yet?
Shh.
Okay. Right, anyway, that's in an hour's time. Thank you very much, Victoria. On the way, then, we bring you work experience punditry. Michael's here. He's one of our work experiences. We dragged him away from duties that are, frankly, beneath him. And when I say beneath him, I mean above him. Instead, he will be here doing new music reviews next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yeah, Talk Radio in the afternoons. Still to come on the programme. By the way, your chance to get your hands on some meat, chicken, beef, lamb or sausages because it's a Tuesday. Or a box of organic veg because we're not racist. That is what we have for you as a souvenir. If you'd like to spend time with us on the radio and do so today in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare Zombie Nazi Special. It's a first-person shooter, but sort of
translated for radio, then register your interest to play 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, and we'll meet a Kickstarter, a celebrity Kickstarter today, if you will. Somebody trying to raise money for a project and thinking that talking about it on the radio to upwards of six listeners is going to help in any way. However, before that, you have been sending in your texts. Thank you for them today because of the whole Cadbury's church row that's in the news. Your religious confectionery, please. This has come in from Lee. Not Lee, Beth. She's right, it's a stretch, but Reese's Jesus. So Reese's Pieces.
Yep.
Reese's Jesus.
Jesus?
Yes, a sort of peanut-based okay. Christ. What have you got?
Onwards and upwards. Lee White on Twitter has said... Refresherections. Refresher and the resurrection. Not what you're... No, don't say it.
Say it again.
Refresherections.
Andrew Higgins has texted in, hashtag religious confectionery, with Werther's Original Sin.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like that one. French Tickler's out in front at the moment. Chalk ISIS.
Yeah.
Religious confectionery, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag religious confectionery.
Minutes to 3 o'clock, and we bring in our work experience now. It's Michael. He's back. It's like he's never been away. Well, it isn't, because he has been away. But he is back, and he's bringing music with him, because work experience punditry, it's our work experiences reviewing things. Film, TV, geeky gadgety stuff, hipster nonsense. On a Tuesday, music. Michael's got it. Hi, Michael.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I've got a bit of a sore throat, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. So I might just got to keep it a bit hushed.
All right. Well, don't cough at any of us.
I won't say to you. But I'm fine, John. How are you?
Yeah. Well, all right. Thanks. Yeah. A bit tired because you know why?
You've been doing breakfast.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been sitting in for Edith Bowman.
Nice. How's that on been going?
It's easy. Play music, which is, you know, why I mention it, because you're doing music. Yeah. Honestly, like this, you have to talk for 3 hours. Down there, you talk for 2 minutes, press a button, some music comes on, does all the hard work.
Anyone can do it.
Even Edith Bowman, it turns out. Anyway, so I'm doing that 6 till 10, each weekday morning, Virgin Radio Breakfast.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then this in the afternoons. So I'm a little bit tired, it's only Tuesday.
Wow.
But enough of my woes, Michael.
Good luck to you.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
We're talking music, what are we talking about?
We're talking about music, John.
Like I said that.
You just said. Yeah. I've got four new stuff. Four new songs for you.
Right. What are we going to start with?
Should we just dive straight in?
No, please.
Right. So the first song is a song by a bit of a super group, John.
Is it?
Are you a fan of super groups?
I'm always a fan of super groups. Earlier on, I spoke to Dave Grohl's mum about the possibility of her creating one out of Rockstar Mums. She didn't seem very interested. Said she'd rather invite them around for dinner.
Well, I've got a super group that's got no mums in it.
What is it?
Apologies. So, it's got Sufjan Stevens, right? Do you know him?
It's Sufjan Stevens, yes, yeah. I do, yeah.
Bryce Dessner from The National, okay?
I wouldn't have guessed that.
No. A guy called Nico Muli, who's a sort of contemporary composer.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you're going rapidly downhill.
And I'm going to end it off with James McAllister, who's a guy I've never heard of.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't really know.
Super.
I don't know what he's there for.
All right.
Basically, they, in 2013, wrote a suite of Baroque rock songs based on the Milky Way, called Planetarium. Do you like the sound of that? Not really.
Well, I like a planetarium.
Yeah, but do you like Baroque rock songs?
Baroque rock?
Yeah.
Baroque. Just surely Baroque.
Baroque.
Yeah, B-A-R-O-C-K.
Well, that word's written down, but when you say it, you've got a...
Barocca.
Barocca.
Vitamin substance.
Yeah, not that.
No. But anyway, so they taught that in 2013. They've now recorded an album...
Of it.
Yeah. Onto... digital files,
yes,
and probably CDs and stuff,
right?
And that is out on June the 9th,
yes,
right? They've released a single from it.
Have they? What is it?
It's called Saturn.
Should we have a listen?
Yeah,
here it is.
Yeah.
Continual affection for my action.
I don't see Gustav Holst losing any sleep over this. The other great purveyor of planetary concept albums.
It's a modern take on Holst.
Yeah.
You know, we've had Holst for like 100 years now.
Yes, we have.
Let's have the supergroup with people that no one's heard of in it.
Yeah, apart from Sufjan Stevens.
Yeah.
Yeah, who everyone gets confused with Shaking Stevens anyway.
I worship the ground that Sufjan Stevens walks on.
Do you?
And works on.
Yes, I suppose he does both.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think I really like this, right? I'm worried if it's just because I love Sufjan Stevens.
Right. What's the level? Given that I'm familiar with his work. I do not worship him like you do, but I'm aware of him certainly.
Good.
I rather like the covers of the Christmas songs that he does.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. But the National familiar with their work, but after that you've kind of lost me. But is there a particular Sufjan Stevens influence on that you as a fan can detect?
His voice is in it.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
All right, fair enough.
Beyond that, he's written an eclectic mix of music. His oeuvre is very varied.
Yeah.
So that is just another piece.
What prompted this, though? What made them go, I know. Let's make, like, Yes Were Never a Thing.
I don't know.
A concept album about... But is it a concept album? I suppose it is.
They travel through the Milky Way at high speeds.
Yes, they don't, though, do they? And that's the problem.
With synths.
No. It's all a little bit Rick Wakeman, isn't it?
No, it's good.
Oh. But Rick Wakeman's done all that. I mean, next they'll be doing King Arthur on Ice.
Well, I want to see that with a synth.
Yeah, but it's all a bit noodly, isn't it? Noodly.
Well,
noodly, noodly, noodly.
I think the vocals were a bit Kanye West there with the auto tune.
They were a bit, weren't they? Which is a bit of a new step for Sufjan Stevens. Anyway, look, it's great. It's out in June.
How long's the album? 9 hours or something?
It's really long. It's got about 25 songs on it.
I thought it'd probably be. Yeah. Yeah.
One of them's 15 minutes long as well.
Oh.
I can't wait.
I don't know the answer to this. I'm putting it out there, but you might. What is the longest song that ever there was, do you think? I don't know what that is.
The longest song?
I know one that's 17 minutes, just what prompted my thought.
Stevens has a song of 25 minutes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, that wins then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All I knew was Grendel by Marillion.
Okay.
Coming in at a cool 17 minutes.
Well,
he has to tell the epic story of Beowulf, so, I mean, it's got to be pretty long, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got battles, it's got Grendel, it's got monsters, it's got swamps, caves.
Not enough.
Mead, halls.
Not enough.
All right.
Add on an extra 8 minutes, and you've reached Sufjan Stevens' territory.
Yes, I don't think I'm ever going to listen to that.
No.
But have you heard the whole album?
I mean, that's the first song they've released, that's the only song.
Oh, so that we don't know about the rest of it?
No.
But it sounds like that's going to be very boring, isn't it?
Sounds like that. It's going to be amazing, John, and I'm excited.
Right. If you close your eyes, does it take you through the Milky Way?
Not really.
Oh.
Not really.
Well, what was the point of it?
Well, I just like the songs.
Okay. Right, that's the first song we are reviewing. Remind, it's called Saturn. It's by...
Sufjan Stevens, Bryce Dessner, Nico Mulli, and some other guy.
Have they got a group name?
No.
Well, that's even more stupid.
I know.
They need to call themselves something. You can't just... Even Anderson, Wakeman, Bruford and Howe had a go at... Yeah, at least that had a bit of a ring to it, didn't it? As a super... Sort of,
I know, it's a bit lazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Stevens, Dessner... Who was the other one?
Mulli. And McAllister.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't
work. Gotta get that better.
It doesn't work.
All right, okay. Well, look, we've got to take traffic and travel.
Oh.
And I think to all of us, that's a blessed relief.
Okay.
But what are we going to be talking about when we come back?
We're going to be talking about Blink 182.
Oh, yeah.
And some of my own music.
Oh, God. Right, okay. Let's see how that goes. There you go. So we'll be doing that in the next bit of the programme. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
This is Lizzie from Insure & Go.
There are loads of interesting things about Russia. One of them is the dancing forest of Kaliningrad. It's a forest of pine trees, but they have all grown into weird shapes like knots, loops, twists and spirals. There's a theory that it's something to do with unstable soil and strong winds. I prefer the more logical explanation, though, that the trees are in fact dancing to the sound of a magical lyre played by a beautiful maiden.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure & Go.
Take us away with you.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Amy, come and help me clear some stuff out of Dave's garage. He goes through all these phases. He collected so many albums before we got married.
Vinyl records.
Then he started doing DIY for about a month.
Power tools.
Next, he wanted something to play at weekends.
Golf clubs.
And I don't know what got into him when he started wearing these.
Wrestling tights. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay, the ultimate clear out the garage shop.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic is really busy again today on the A38 past Burton. It's because of emergency repairs on the northbound carriageway just to the north of the town. It's very slow going in patches for the northbound M6 in the West Midlands from around Junction 5 up towards 9 at Wensbury. That's because of a couple of breakdowns along that stretch. Severe delays just to the south of Oxford because of restrictions on the northbound A34. It is open but down to one lane because of a vehicle fire near the Hinksey Hill interchange. And through Charing Somerset, the A30 Crewkerne Road remains closed both ways because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No.
Are we nearly there yet?
No, no.
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/term.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fast Lane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
Then, it's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird, it's wonderful, it's unconventional, it's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, the news, as we have been discussing today, is, well, it's busy, isn't it? For a start, there's the follow-up story of yesterday's dreadful bombing, of course, in the Russian metro. There is this awful Syria gas attack that we'll be hearing about in the news. There's the Theresa May's in Saudi Arabia, but seemingly more concerned with the fact that Easter isn't written on egg anymore because of Cadbury's heretical nature. I think that's the story. The Archbishop of Yorkie Bars has come out and condemned the whole thing, of course. It's all very complicated, the news, isn't it? It's
I can't get my head around it.
I know. I know you can't.
Do you?
I do know that. Oh. But don't you worry.
It's nice to be heard.
Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Okay. Because we take the news on this programme and we explain it through the medium of Japanese poetry. As I said earlier, it's what Andrew Marr would have done and would do on his Saturday morning politics show on the BBC if he'd thought of it, which he didn't, but we did. So we do it. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We present the news as explained in haikus.
Brexit means holidays will cost more. Thanks very much, UKIP, you bells.
The news in haiku. I've got news for you, by the way. Sarah's been in touch. Thank you, Sarah. Sarah, listener Sarah. Hello, Sarah. She sent me a link on Twitter. Sarah, she says, here it is. The longest officially released song ever from the Guinness Book of Records website is a song by PC3 label. I don't know if that's their label. Anyway, Pipe Choir.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's called In the Garden.
Yeah, I know.
Are you aware of them?
No.
Oh, okay. You would have got away with that if you carried on. In the Garden, it's... Guess how long?
50 minutes.
50 minutes. Yeah. 50 minutes. Any advance on 50 minutes? 50 minutes. 50 minutes? I'm hearing 50 minutes.
About 3 hours, all right,
you've just
minute,
Googled it. Bloody
seconds.
Hell.
Just a guess.
Yeah, it is. It's 3 hours, 1 minute, 50 seconds. In the Garden by Pipe Choir.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's weird that we don't know how long the Space album is yet, do we?
No,
it's got to be, because space is bigger than a garden.
It's huge.
So, you know, it's got to beat that.
Yeah.
So, you know, come back when you find out.
Okay.
Michael. All right, so we've done that one.
Yeah.
Where are we going next?
We're going to go to Blink 182.
Blink 182.
Yeah, I'm going to take you back to 1990, whatever year they were around.
Miss you.
They're back.
Are they?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, actually, they came back last year.
They thought they did. Mm.
Yeah, yeah, with an album called California.
Yeah.
Hasn't one of them left?
Yeah. Tom DeLonge is his name. He's left, right? They released an album last year. They're releasing it again.
What?
In a deluxe edition, but with 11 new songs on it.
That is quite deluxe, isn't it?
That's like a whole new album.
That's what I thought. Just release a new album.
Perhaps they're not quite up to scratch.
Yeah, well, maybe a B-sides album.
It does.
That's
sort
what
of,
you're looking for.
It gives off that kind of vibe.
It does, doesn't it?
Because if they've written 11 songs that they thought these were great 11 songs,
yeah,
release them in their own album. But
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that does smack a bit of... Because also Blink 182 fans will have all bought that album.
Yeah.
So...
Got to buy it again.
They've got to buy it again, but with the 11 new songs, which won't be as good.
Or they're just trying to make sure that album stays in the charts, or I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Maybe it's that.
I don't know what they're doing.
Which track? Are we hearing one of the new ones? Or
yeah, yeah.
One of the... we are.
So this is one of the new ones to sort of commemorate the newness of it.
All right.
It's called Misery.
Here we go. Blink 182. I can't sleep. I love that!
Do you really?
That's bloody excellent!
Oh.
You can keep your suffering Stevens.
Suffering Stevens.
I'm going to use that as a sort of expletive. Yeah. You know, you used to get... What cartoon characters used to go, suffering, suffering, suffering.
Sylvester
the Cat.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, suffering Stevens. I liked that.
Yeah,
that was good.
I wanted to really dislike it, but I only sort of mildly disliked it.
Right.
And it's been in my head ever since I heard
it. It's good, it's catchy. I'm going to get this deluxe edition.
Yeah.
Sold.
Well, it's out, John. I can't find the date.
All right.
It's out.
Doesn't matter.
It's out soon.
Yeah.
It's out soon.
I like that. Misery.
Although, I was on the YouTube for the video, for the song.
Oh, you're so modern.
And I was reading the comments to see what the kind of fan vibe was.
Yeah.
A lot of them were saying that the drums were too compressed. Oh.
The drums were too compressed. Well,
yeah.
You want compressed drums, you need to listen to Def Leppard.
Really?
They have got a snare sound like a rhino knocking a wall down. It's epic. I don't know. I'm going to use that as an excuse to listen to that again.
Right.
Frankly, honestly, the drums are compressed. I don't care. I just want to hear it again. I quite liked it. Chloe, hit it again. Hit it again, Chloe. I can't sleep.
feel 12.
That's the best song you've ever brought in, Michael.
Is it?
Yes.
Sean, come on,
by quite
man.
Some margin.
What was that?
I was jumping about a bit there. That's good. I like a bit of... See, I like a bit of that. I like a bit of Blink-182. I like Bowling for Soup. So it's a similar genre, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Do you know what? I'll tell you what it is. Yeah. It's good sing-along anthemic stuff.
Yeah.
It's good for the car,
yeah.
Right? And it's good at a gig because you can jump to that.
But it's a
You can't jump. You know what Justin Stevens noodled his way through 5 hours of planetary experimental nonsense?
Yes, you do.
You don't jump up and down. You just sit there going, ooh, noodly rubbish. Whereas that, you're just going, yeah!
Life.
Come on!
Yeah, bring it. But it's a bit sort of light and frothy for me. It's too simple.
Yeah.
Not, I'm not saying you're simple, John.
You just did. Anyway, speaking of music, this will be an interesting one. Because
yeah.
I understand
yeah.
that we're now going to review your single.
Yeah, I'm in the unique position where I can bring in a song that I've played on, then review it.
Yeah. I mean, it is unique. I don't think it's normal, but yeah, all right.
So,
But you've set yourself up now for a fall, haven't you?
Especially because you love that Blink-182 song.
Yeah, is it like that?
It's nothing like that at all, John.
Is it more like Sufjan Stevens?
Yeah.
Don't like it already.
No, you won't. No, you might. Let's give it a chance.
All right, what is it then?
Okay, so I'm in a band called I Am The Cold Man.
I Am The Cold... I know we've talked about this before, but
yeah,
I Am The Cold Man.
I Am The Cold Man. This is our first single.
Ooh.
It's called Embers.
Yes.
It's out this Friday.
Can I stop you there?
Yeah.
Cold Man.
Yeah.
Embers.
Like it.
That's opposites.
Yeah, no, we're kind of getting a bit of sort of incongruity.
Are you?
Is that a word?
Oh, fine.
A bit of sort of dissonance.
Yeah. All right.
Heat vibes.
So tell us a little bit about it then before you just lead us in.
Okay. It's taken from our upcoming debut EP, which is called A Winter's Night. Another sort of cold bit.
Yeah, all right.
Night. That's out on May the 19th.
Which is normally quite warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. We thought about that, but then we thought, you know what? We want to call it that. We're going to call it that.
Fine. No one's going to argue.
We don't care about the seasons,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
We're season friendly.
It's more incongruity.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't say that. All right.
This song is called Embers.
Yeah.
It's a single edit.
Yeah.
Because the EP version's got a long instrumental section at the end.
Of course it has. Is it like 25 minutes?
It's about 8 minutes.
God, what?
So this is just a sort of a single version with that bit lumped off.
All right. This is I Am The Cold Man.
Yeah.
Embers.
Yeah.
But the fire always dies. We return back to size. Hold my hands over dimming flames. Ashes are left when we stood where we were before the fire.
I mean, yes, it's not Blink-182, is it?
It's not Blink-182.
I'd say that's midway between Sufjan Stevens' supergroup and Blink-182.
Yeah. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked that.
Oh, well...
I mean, again, you can't jump up and down to it, but, you know...
No, but we don't want you to jump up and down
to
it.
No, quite right, so you can do yourself an easy.
Are you going to review it, then?
Yeah, so, seeing as I have to review it, I think it's pretty good.
Do you?
Yeah. I like... all of the stuff in there.
Yeah.
I like all the words. Yeah. I like all the singing.
Are you singing?
Yeah. It's me and my bandmate Tom. It's a duo.
Yeah.
We're sort of an alternative folk duo.
Okay.
So we're both singing, both playing instruments and stuff.
Yeah.
There's lyrics going on.
There were them.
There's, you know, piano and stuff.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's from our debut EP, A Winter's Night.
You said that. Any more review of it? I mean, you want
to... May 19th.
where can we find it?
Good question.
Good question. As of Friday, it will be on all the classic places. You know, your Spotify's, your Apple Music.
All the classic places. Radio 3?
Won't be on
classic
there.
Classic FM?
No, okay.
The classic places.
All of your sort of, you know, digital stores.
All the modern world?
Yeah.
Are you releasing it in a physical form?
No, don't need to, but we will with the EP,
get with
John.
The times.
We will with the EP.
Oh, there we go then.
And you know what? I'll give you one.
Will you?
I'll give you a free one.
Oh, thank you.
In exchange for.
Could you get could you get Blink-182 to sign it?
I can try.
Okay, thanks.
I can try.
Very good though. We're happy to, because you know you made that.
Yeah.
And of course you should get it on the radio, because we don't pay you to do this.
No.
So it only seems fair and reasonable.
Well, thank you very much.
Will you be back?
I'll be back when
there's another single out. I see how it works. Fine. Michael, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
That's Michael's own band, I Am The Cold Man. It's called Embers. It's out on May the 19th. Google it, right?
No, it's out on Friday. The EP's out on May the 19th.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But Google it.
You'll find it.
Google it, guys.
Our very own Michael there.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Support slot with Blink-182 awaits, I think.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Good. In the next bit of the programme, then, of course, it's 3 o'clock, so the big debate will be on shortly after 3. We will meet a Kickstarter, somebody with a hope and a dream. Today, mild celebrity Kickstarter.
Maybe. What?
Yeah, celebrities. Could we find a celebrity with a Kickstarter idea? I would say celebrity, like sort of E-list, but, you know, someone. We'll be talking to them about their Kickstarter idea. And don't forget, you could take part in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare Zombie Nazi Special in return for a gift of meaty souvenir. All before 4 o'clock. Talk Radio Afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
I don't know who you are or what your business does, but if you're looking for a better utilities deal, we will find you one. We have a very particular set of skills. Skills acquired over long careers. Skills that make us a nightmare for traditional business water suppliers. Go to utilitywise.com/water and that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, we will find you. And we will help you save up to 25% on your utility bills. Savings based on water plus gas or electricity combined.
Now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's here with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, gas attack kills dozens in Syria. Easter egg row and the tube strike is off.
Talk Radio.
Almost 60 people, including 11 children, have died in a suspected gas attack in northern Syria. France has requested an emergency UN Security Council meeting in response. It's believed either Russian or Syrian warplanes are responsible. The Prime Minister, who's visiting refugees in neighbouring Jordan, has defended Britain's response to the situation there.
Our total aid as a result of the Syrian crisis is £2.3 billion. We've been the second biggest bilateral donor overall. That means we have been providing food, water, medical supplies, and yes, education and training to young people, to refugees, to help them with their futures.
Russian investigators believe a suicide bomber was responsible for yesterday's metro attack in St. Petersburg, which killed 14 people. It's believed the suspect was a 23-year-old from Kyrgyzstan. 13 people have now been charged in connection with an attack on a teenage asylum seeker who was left with a fractured skull. Two are accused of racially aggravated GBH after Friday's attack in South London. A strike on London's night tube that was planned for Saturday has been called off. Members of the ASLEF union who drive the service were due to walk out as they claim they were blocked from applying for full-time roles. The union says it's now received clarification from management. And Cadbury has downplayed claims by the Church of England that it's airbrushing faith by not including the word Easter in the name of its egg hunt. The events are taking place at National Trust sites, with officials saying the suggestion is nonsense. Caroline Farrow from Catholic Voices has told Talk Radio the whole situation has been blown out of proportion.
There is nothing inherently Christian about eating a chocolate egg at Easter. It's tradition that has developed out of time. And interestingly as well, eggs were given, when the tradition started, they weren't chocolate. They were just given as a symbol of new life.
Yes, that's true. We talked about this earlier, of course.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. Easter's nothing to do with Christianity anyway. It predates Christianity. It's all mostly to do with astronomy and ancient pagan ritual. So, you know. Victoria's got the weather now.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She's airbrushed the religion out of it.
That's true. There's no religion in it. Dry with some sunny
Heretic.
Spells. For many this afternoon, with some blustery showers across the north of Scotland, highs of 15 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. And speaking of which, sport, Ben has the pre-recorded sport now, live from the Cadbury factory, where they're drilling the religion out of Easter.
Blessed. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Manchester United goalkeeper Mark Bosnich thinks Graeme Souness is wrong to say Wayne Rooney is past his sell-by date. Rooney's expected to be on the bench tonight for United's Premier League game against Everton. Bosnich told Talk Sport Rooney's got plenty left in the tank.
Never write off a great player. I think if anyone's best played for that, it'd be Wayne Rooney himself. He'll know that. But even more so, Jose Mourinho, who's watching him day in, day out. And I think he's still got a role to play at Manchester United while he wants to stay there. It might not be the same role that he's had over the years, but it's definitely some role there for him.
Leicester will aim to keep up their 100% record under Craig Shakespeare tonight. They host bottom of the Premier League Sunderland. Elsewhere this evening, Burnley face Stoke and Watford entertain West Brom. Brighton and Hove Albion can return to the top of the Sky Bet Championship. They'll leapfrog Newcastle, who don't play until tomorrow, in victory at home to Birmingham. Finally, tennis. Heather Watson starts the defence of her Monterey Open title later. She faces Nina Stojanovic of Serbia. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There we are. That's the sport there. The pre-recorded sport live from the Cadbury's factory, where you can hear them there drilling the religion out of Easter. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time for the big debate. So, Prime Minister Theresa May, whose first name is actually an anagram of Easter, but with the H left over, has joined the growing band of Cadbury's fruit and religious nuts moaning about the chocolate company dropping the word Easter from their National Trust Easter egg hunt or something. You'd think, honestly, Theresa May would have more to worry about, what with, you know, no Brexit plan and a looming war with Spain. But the Archbishop of Yorkie has said that John Cadbury, who first mined chocolate in Yorkshire in the 1800s, would, as a noted Quaker, be spinning in his grave until around this lunchtime, when John Cadbury's great-great-great-great-grandson pointed out that, as a Quaker, John Cadbury wouldn't have even celebrated Easter because Quakers don't. The Archbishop even went further, saying that ignoring Easter was tantamount to spitting on the grave of Cadbury, seemingly failing to realise that that's how they make the middle of a cream egg. In addition, the RUT, that's the Rabbit Union, of course, has balloted rabbits to strike over Easter, meaning that chocolate eggs may not even be delivered. Now, on the line to talk about this, he's phoned, very opinionated about this story, as a lot of people are today, of course. Warren's on the phone. Good afternoon, Warren.
Yeah, hello, John.
Good afternoon. Hello, good to talk to you. Now, you, as I understand it, are going further than what we hear in the news. You're calling for rabbits to be cancelled.
Absolutely right. Rabbits, they get my goat, John.
Yeah, do they, though? I mean, has a rabbit ever got a goat, in all honesty?
No, I've got a goat. He's called... It's not actually a goat. He's called Gommy the Goat, yep. Right? He's an associate of mine.
Yeah.
Right? Now, he'll kneecap you with just one lug. He's that good. Now, he gets the rabbits, right?
Yeah.
So my goat gets the rabbits.
But you just said rabbits get your goat.
Yeah, they get him, and he gets them.
Yeah, but which way around is it?
He spends a lot of time doing that.
Yeah, but...
They get him, and he gets them.
Right. So it's sort of part of the circle of life.
Yeah, goats and rabbits. That's what I call it.
Right.
So he spends a lot of time on rabbit duty. He gets them because I don't like them.
Yeah. So you're saying tough on rabbits, tough on the causes of rabbits.
Yeah.
Right.
But everything rabbit related.
But the problem there is, of course, the causes of rabbits is rabbits. So that's more rabbits. Yeah. So what you should be saying is just be tough on rabbits, because by default, if you're tough on rabbits, you're already tough on the causes of rabbits, because the causes of rabbits are rabbits. So you're actually wasting time by being tough on the causes of rabbits when you could actually just be tough on rabbits.
But it's a slogan, John, isn't it? It's a slogan.
Slogan.
Right?
Right.
Now, if I want people to take me seriously, right, on this rabbit problem, I'm going to need a good slogan, some T-shirts, Tommy the Goat, and various other associates
right.
who will sort out this problem for me once and for all.
All rabbits cancelled.
Absolutely. Do you know, have you seen this thing on YouTube, right? They got this thing on YouTube, facts about rabbits, right? 10, 20, 30 facts. There's millions of these videos. And I had a look at them, and they're supposed to be able to eat like twice their body weight in grass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we tried one out on Gary the Grass, right? Yep. He's an associate of mine.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But it wouldn't touch him. So we just shot him instead, and then we shot the rabbit. Right. As a lesson to the others.
All right. Well, hold the line there. Interesting opinion, certainly. Peter's called. He's listening to you. He's very much in the pro-rabbit lobby, though. You're listening to Warren there, Peter. Good afternoon, Peter, by the way.
Oh, good afternoon, John. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I was listening to Warren. I was just kind of watching the clock, mostly.
Yeah, I think we all were. In terms of where we are in the world of rabbits, there are a lot of rabbits, Peter. Does Warren have a point? Are there too many rabbits? He's calling for all of them to be cancelled, but what are you saying?
No. There aren't too many rabbits. I mean, the great Lord Firth did his job when he made all the animals. He gave each of the animals a gift to hunt down rabbits. And rabbits are just very cunning. You know, they're listeners, they're diggers, they're runners. You know, I don't see why Warren's so watership down on rabbits. You know, I'm lapping in all the good stuff about rabbits.
Yeah.
You know, and they're very lucky rabbits. You know, the whole thing about having a rabbit's foot is meant to be very lucky.
But not for the rabbit.
Well, I mean, the rabbits have standard luck, because one foot is lucky and one foot is unlucky. So together they just got standard luck, like most of us.
Right.
But I've got four rabbits chained around my neck by the good foot, by the lucky foot.
Yeah.
So that's like a four-leaf clover-style luck. I've got a four-rabbit clover my neck right now. So I'm exceptionally lucky.
Are the rabbits around your neck alive rabbits still?
Of course.
Yeah.
I feed them every day. I've got a 24-carat necklace as well, which they nibble on.
Yeah.
Throughout the day.
Yeah, that's
an evening.
This is very good. What do you make of this? This is interesting, isn't it? A lot of people in the last few days have been saying that we should, and it's quite the opposite view of you, Warren, really, but people have been saying, okay, it's fine, we've got, you know, if you want to get rid of rabbits, but instead of doing that, why don't we paint rabbits blue like British passports? It's like rabbits are the wrong colour. If they're, you know, they should be British rabbits, they should be blue. What do you make, would you be more happy, Warren, more happier, if they were blue rabbits?
Well, why would they be more happy with that? They'd still be hopping around. They'd just be blue, wouldn't they?
Yeah, but isn't that better?
Right. You just have millions of blue rabbits.
Right.
I don't understand why that could possibly, for even one iota, make me feel better than I do now.
Right. So you're not...
Not that one tiny little bit. You know, I got an associate, right, Arnie the accountant.
Yeah.
Now, he worked out that a rabbit's about 10, 12 centimetres in diameter or something.
Right.
And there's millions of them. So if we took them all out of the world, right, we'd have space for, like, hundreds of casinos, yeah? So my mate, Connie the Casino, he's very happy about that.
Yeah.
He can build a casino with just one lug. He's that good.
Could you not...
Right, so,
sorry, what? Could you not perhaps put casinos... where the rabbits were. So the rabbits, obviously, they literally undermine the human race, don't they, with their so-called burrows.
I mean, casinos would be very good for rabbits. They are very lucky, you know. So, you know, casinos would do a grand job. They have a lot of custom there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, mate. You said that you like lapping good stuff out of rabbits around your neck or something. I don't think I want to listen to you.
He's got a point there, hasn't he, Peter?
Well, to be fair, you've got a lot of dodgy associates.
Yeah.
You know, you've got goats and grass and casinos. They're like the triumvirate of evil.
What do you make of these people? Speaking of evil, what do you make of these people who these are the pro... And Peter, this is your lobby, really. This is pro-rabbit vigilantes, as you know, go around, don't they, taping bunny ears to rabbis when they're asleep, right?
Yeah.
Which turns them into rabbits, right? You know, and they're campaigning for rabbis, you know, the Jewish rabbis, to live in burrows and eat carrots. Where do you make that, Peter? I mean, they're not real rabbits, are they? They're sort of pseudo-religious, and we came into this whole debate on religion. But, you know, rabbis become rabbits overnight. This is vigilantism, isn't it?
No, I don't think it's vigilantism. It's just readdressing the balance. It's true, obviously, there is a pseudo-religious arc to this, but then rabbits have always been involved in religion. In Aztec mythology, there was a pantheon of 400 rabbit gods, known as the Tetzontotochim, led by Omotetachil, or the two rabbits. You know, so we're just trying to bring back these 400 rabbit gods and usher in an age of luck and prosperity for all of rabbit kind.
And rabbits, Warren, you want to get rid of them? What are you going to do with them? Put them in a giant hat has been suggested. I don't know what you make of that. Giant sort of magician's hat. Pour all of the world's rabbits in. They would disappear. That's what we're getting in on the text at the moment. What do you make of it?
You could just dump them in a landfill.
Right.
That usually does the job for me.
Right. Yeah.
A bit of landfill.
Yeah. Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden, out of interest?
Nah, I don't know nothing about whatever that place is.
Well, let me tell you what they're doing there. What they've done in Sweden, because they, like you, Warren, are very anti-rabbit, they hired a man, probably one of your associates, actually, to play a flute, a tune, and lead all of the rabbits into the fields to drown them. It's sort of Pied Piper-esque. But rabbit based.
That would have been Freddy the Flute, John.
Oh, there you go. I knew you'd know
Freddy
him.
The Flute.
He's another one of his dodgy associates.
He is, yeah. But
can play a flute with just one look, John. He's that good.
But here's what's happened. Is that they forgot the rabbits are in Sweden primarily to keep the carrot population down, of course, and now that carrots, now the rabbits are all dead, the carrots are just breeding. Like, man, of course, carrots are vermin. They can bring with them the Black Death. Everyone in Sweden's died.
Sorry, this is a trial.
Yeah, it's a trial in Sweden,
And it killed everyone.
Yeah. It didn't work.
No, well, okay, that was fair enough then. Yeah, I guess.
How big Sweden then? Is it, you could build a couple of casinos there, I guess.
Yeah.
Now.
You could fit a couple of casinos, yeah.
I'd send Kenny the Carrot, right? I'd send him after.
Is he an actual carrot like your friend who's a goat?
No, he's an associate of mine, Kenny the Carrot.
Right.
He's on carrot.
You send him over to me, I've got four rabbits around my neck, I'll have him for lunch.
The carrots come for Kenny, and then he comes for the carrots.
Yeah. Pagans used to... This is just a bit of history to finish. Pagans used use live rabbits, didn't they? Because this goes back to pagan times. Lady-friendly bedroom accoutrements. And it's where we get the modern rabbit in an Ann Summers shop, isn't it now? That. And I just wondered whether that was something that... I'm getting told to move on in my ear.
You're babbling, John, so I don't know what you're babbling about now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look...
There was the old urban legend, of course, that pregnancy tests were based on the idea that a rabbit would die if injected with a pregnant woman's urine. That's not true.
Right, thank you for clearing that
up. I'll tell you one thing, right, Chaz and Dave had a good song about a rabbit.
Yeah, they did. Well,
it was just like, rabbit, that's all they said was rabbit.
Yeah, but it's interesting you bring that up, because, have a listen to this, have a listen...
You got a beautiful chin. Oh, there you go. You see, that's the pro. That's Peter. You should see me dancing. That's a song of my people. That is, well, that's right. But here's what would happen if we get Warren's way. Warren wants to remove all rabbits. Here's what you're going to get.
Is that what you want, Warren?
Oh, no. No, you can't have that. It sounds like someone's trying to tune a radio badly.
Hmm. And there we must leave the debate.
I liked it. It got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. That's a great line. Even if, right, Sainsbury's don't actually sell much or any rabbit.
Right. Well, they do. Right, so that's it. Well, that's all we've got time for, really. I mean, the debate has caught up with us. Peter and Warren there, both named after rabbit things. Peter, could you sum up the debate for us in one word, please?
Myxomatosis.
Thank you. Warren?
I, the art forger.
Good. Thank you. Right, what do you think? Do we need rabbits? I mean, they're in the news today. Cadbury's have taken rabbits and removed Easter from them, which has got animal rights people up in arms, of course. What do we need rabbits? What's the point of rabbits? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got algae and cardboard. Why would we need rabbits? Get in touch. Join in with the big debate. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Your message with any word you'd like.
Rabbits. Do we need them? I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. That's the big debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Right now, you can get a new boiler for half price from British Gas for your home or business in our spring flash sale. You only pay the full price for installation. But be quick, our spring flash sale ends at 8 p.m. on Monday, 10th of April. To reserve your boiler for half price, just book an appointment. Visit britishgas.co.uk or call 0800 754 754. Hurry, it'll be over in a flash. You only have until 8 p.m. on Monday, 10th of April. The clock's ticking, conditions apply.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted. With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Van Buster, now on. 25 kilogram blue circle cement was £3.54, now just £3 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
Why test drive the smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight. In a weight.
It detects other road users with forward alert.
It's a truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 7th and 17th of April. You'll save £500. The Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit ford.co.uk for more details. Ford. Go further.
Test drive any Ford Ranger between the 7th and 17th of April 2017 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 17th of April and registered by the 31st of December 2017. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
Guess what? I just got a pay rise.
I got a pay rise too.
And so did I.
That's because on the 1st of April, the national minimum wage
and the national living wage both went up.
What's more, it's your legal right to receive it.
Find out if you're due a pay rise too.
Check your pay at gov.uk/checkyourpay.
The national minimum wage
and the national living wage.
It's a step up in pay.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 in Cheshire is slow southbound past a broken down vehicle. It's stranded in the roadworks between 17 for Sandbach and 16 for Crewe and Stoke. The M6 north through the West Midlands is busy in places from 5 at Castle Brom up to 9 at Wensbury. There's a couple of broken down vehicles along there. All the restrictions on Oxford A34 have been lifted after earlier problems north near the Hinksey Hill interchange, but traffic's still incredibly busy in the area. And through Charing Somerset, the A30 Crewe Kern Road remains closed both ways after a serious accident near the A358. I'm Jarena Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix to the car like a hero shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a lot of your reactions coming in, of course, to today's big debate. Do we need rabbits or don't we need rabbits anymore? All to do with Easter, of course. Should we just get rid of rabbits and be done with it? We don't need them, do we? In post-Brexit Britain, we've got algae, we've got cardboard. Why do we need rabbits? Tough on rabbits, tough on the causes of rabbits, which, of course, is rabbits. So we should just be tough on rabbits, because that automatically takes care of that. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Lots coming in. Barry Baz says that he's just invented a sieve that can turn seawater into rabbit stew.
Very good.
And no idea what that means. Alex Seawright has said the humane way to get rid of rabbits is to use hair removal cream. Yes, it works on rabbits too. No, you shut up.
Right, thank you very much indeed for those reactions. 8722.
Start your message with a word.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with anyone.
Now, Kickstarter ideas. You know the kind of thing, don't you? You know a Kickstarter. It's where somebody with an idea and a dream begs for your coin in order to turn that dream into a reality by putting them on the Kickstarter website. We like to help those people out. We like to give their Kickstarters a kick up the arse. Maybe you've had an idea. Maybe you have invented a spring reducer to make this season shorter. Maybe you've got an idea for a window blind to block out the sun, which is a blind person standing on a windowsill to stop the sun coming in. I don't know. Whatever your hope and dream, though, the Kickstarter world is full of them, and we are here to help. Let's indeed find out the hope and dream of today's minor celebrity Kickstarter. And one such man is on the line now. You may know him as a columnist for the Star on Sunday. You may know him from his television series Bushel on the Box. You may know him from his beard. It's Gary Bushel. He's on the phone. Hello, Gary.
I've still got the beard. It's a bit greyer now, though, John. Nice to speak to you.
So, look, Kickstarter campaigns, you know, we talked about them. We like to invite people who've got one on the programme every week to give, as we say, a Kickstarter kick up the arse. Tell us about yours and tell us what we can do.
That's very kind. I've been trying to get this Benny Hill statue raised in Southampton. I avoided the word erected there, which has been for several years now. We had the first lot of campaigning. We had the money to turn it into a giant fiberglass, and now we've got to go the full whack and get the 60 grand that we need to actually build it down there in proper bronze.
Okay, so now, obviously, the country has statues of notable people all over it. You know, I know the guy you're working with on this sculpted, the Eric Morecambe one, of course.
That's right, Graham Iverson's done this one, and he's done some marvellous little comedy figures.
So what is it, why do you think it is that Benny Hill hasn't already got one? Tell us, for those that are listening, going, Benny Hill, I vaguely remember that, because they're too young. Tell us about Benny Hill and why he's deserving of it.
Well, I think Benny Hill was hugely popular. He was a much, much cleverer man than people gave him credit for. You know, when people tend to caricature him now just through the chase scenes and and him chasing women, where in fact a lot of his comedy was smarter than that. A lot of his comedy, there was wordplay, there was comic songs. He was the first comedian to work within television, using television as a medium, sending up other TV shows. There's a whole, and of course a lot of it was very visual, which is why it translated around the world. I mean, at one stage he had 100 his show was sold to 100 countries. The Americans had him in syndication for decades. He's still much loved by a lot of people, and I think there's also an element that we feel he was badly treated by ITV. You know how sometimes people can get rid of people very quickly for wrong reasons.
Tell me that. I work in the media. I'm well aware of it. It's happened to me.
I realise that, yeah.
But Benny Hill, I mean, I remember from my childhood, obviously, and you're absolutely right, he hugely successful. You know, there's no... I've never met anyone who doesn't like Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West, for instance, and most people know all the words to it, of a certain age. But Benny Hill, I mean, I guess, unlike, say, Eric Morecambe, he did fall slightly out of fashion. I mean, in a sense that he was sort of became the whipping boy for the alternative comedy boom of the 80s, didn't he?
He certainly did. I think Ben Elton said something like, and this was the trigger, this was the reason he got sacked in a humiliating 10-minute meeting. Ben Elton says there are people getting raped in Park and there's Benny Hill chasing women through Park as if there was some causal relationship between Benny's comedy and these terrible attacks on people. What he didn't say, though, of course, was that scantily clad women in comedy... That was a staple of something like Monty Python. They used to bring on Carol Cleveland, and no one ever seemed to complain about that. It only seemed to me that poor old Benny, because he was popular, because he was a working class icon, if you like, he was the one who was targeted, whereas others were not. Now, I love Monty Python, so I'm not having a go at them, but I'm just saying it seems to be a case of double standards.
Well, it was a trait at the time, I suppose. I mean, you know, there are those that now would say time moved on, and, you know, and it came across as sexist, and then, you know, and that's obviously... you know, it's still a big issue. We see the David Moyes issue this week. And Benny Hill...
Of course, is people forget that the people who ended up losing on the Benny Hill show were always the men. It was Benny who got chased at the end. It was the little bald guy who walked into the lamppost. You know, it was the men were the losers throughout. And women always came out on top.
Yeah.
Back at the time, carry-on films were banned too. That was and you could make a much stronger case against the carry-ons because something like the Carry On Henry had a rape scene, which you never find in Benny Hill. And yet carry-ons are now accepted as they should be as part of the wonderful tapestry of English humour that goes back to the McGill postcards and things like that. Whereas Benny seems still to be stigmatised a bit, especially by... the Guardian reading classes.
They'll stigmatise anything. So, in terms of what you're planning, is it a bust of Benny Hill, which would be appropriate given what we've just been talking about?
No, the star had a big bust for Benny headline, but unfortunately, it's actually a life-size statue of the man. In the Fred Scuttle pose.
Yeah, all right.
If we get the money, and I know it's a big ask, I just think we just need to get the word out and people can contribute as little as they want and make it happen. We're going to build it in bronze.
I was going to say, that's the point of getting a Kickstarter on. I mean, you know, we've got upwards of 8 listeners. So, you know, you're looking for how much? £60,000. So if they all contribute, you know... Well, quite a lot. Then 10 grand each or something. Then you know you're going to be quids in on this. So you could go further though. You know, I'd like to see, frankly, a giant. You know, you know of the Colossus of Rhodes. Why not a 500 meter high statue of Benny Hill, legs straddling the south entrance to the Southampton's harbour.
It would work for me. But what about a John Holmes giant statue?
Well, you know, that's not a bad idea either. I could be there with him. On his shoulders, hoist aloft. The other awkward thing about it, awkward thing is not the right phrase, but do you know what I mean? It's one of those things where people, and you might disagree with this, but I think people now look back on the sort of 60s and 70s, certainly the 70s, and go, what if that person we've put a statue up to is Jimmy Savile, and then we have to remove it? I'm not saying Benny Hill, but, you know, there's a fear now, isn't there, of people going, let's go build a great big statue to Dave Lee Travis. Oh, no, let's not.
Well, I think the misbehaving of various DJs, you can't slur Benny with that, because there's no suggestion of anything like that about his history.
So in terms of your background and your involvement with it, I mean, was it a case that just no one else was doing this Benny Hill, get Benny Hill back in the public consciousness and you know, let's celebrate what he did with comedy? I mean, did you like him from childhood?
What was it? He was a lovely, shy, modest guy. He was not at all a brash, big-headed user of people. And I always thought he was terribly treated by Thames TV. He made them millions of pounds, and to sack him in a 10-minute conversation, because of a campaign that Ben Elton started, I just thought it was a terrible way to treat the guy. He was a gentleman who was worked very, very hard. He wasn't even money driven. There's stories of him leaving checks on the side of his. He had no interest. All he cared about was comedy, and all he did was bring joy to millions and millions of people. And it just seems a shame to A, that he was treated so badly, and B, that we can't remember, we can't see it now. Because I think He would probably win a new generation if his stuff was shown again.
Yeah, is his stuff actually available? Presumably the stuff on YouTube and stuff, is there?
I believe there's DVDs of his old shows. Yeah, the Benny Hill shows.
Yeah.
And you can download Ernie, the fastest bookman in the West.
I have the 7-inch single of it. I will hear no wrong said.
My Garden of Love, which I think was another classic of his.
I don't think I've ever played that one. I always went for Ernie. Okay, so look, people want to pledge money. People are thinking, all right, this man, Benny Hill, he deserves this. He deserves a bronze statue. What do they get for their money? Because I know that's how Kickstarter works, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we got a few things on offer. We got, for £100 or more, you can have your name on or near the plinth. We haven't decided about the plinth yet, but it'll either be on the plinth or on a plaque behind.
Yeah.
There'll be a Benny Hill book called A Bus for Benny, which will be a limited edition of 1,000 copies about Benny and the battle to raise the statue.
Yeah.
There's another £100 or more, you can come and join us at the unveiling. There's £15, and we'll send you an official letter of thanks.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of other ideas to add to it. So if you've got any ideas, please fire them at me.
Well, I think on offer should be the chance to dress up in scantily clad clothes and chase you around the park, Gary. while tapping you on the head.
It's wonderful. Yeah, maybe add that. How much do you think for that?
Oh, it's like £100 for that. It's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I heard people say, why don't you give away Benny Hill, the Hills Angels underwear? I thought, well, actually, I haven't got a drawer full of it. I can't manage it.
Also, that's the kind of thing they give away in vending machines in Japan, isn't it? As I remember. I don't remember. I just heard that. Damn it. I was remembering for a friend. Also, by the way, you know, you took Benny Hill. You're sort of saying he hasn't got a statue. Saddam Hussein had a statue, and look what he did.
So, yeah. I know. I think there is a as you say, we've got the Eric Morecambe one, we've got a Tommy Cooper one, we've got a Max Miller one. So it seems only fair that Benny should be recognised too.
All right, okay, Gary Bushell there. Thanks, Gary. Good to talk to you, Gary Bushell there. Trying to raise money for a Benny Hill statue in Benny's hometown of Southampton. Benny Hill always a controversial figure, though, as you rightly said, that Ben Elton decried Benny Hill later on in his life, but he did make a vast contribution to comedy and not least to Thames Television's bank account, but fell out of favour, because of the girls in bras chasing him round a park. Does he deserve a statue? Does he not? Do you deserve a Kickstarter help? Do you deserve your Kickstarter to get a kick up the arse on the radio? If you do and you have a project, no matter what it might be, we are happy to indulge you. That is us reaching out the hand of friendship across the airwaves or something. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And just after 3:30, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says reports of a chemical attack in Syria are horrific, and whoever did it must be held to account. Dozens of people, including children, have died in Idlib. David Knott is a surgeon who's worked in conflict zones, including Syria. He says up to 1,000 could be dead by the end of the day if the highly toxic chemical sarin was used.
Sarin is a chemical that stays on the skin and stays on the clothes of other people around. So the people that try and help the casualties will be affected by themselves as well.
Russian officials believe a suicide attacker was behind yesterday's deadly bombing on a metro train. 14 people died and dozens of others were injured in the blast in St. Petersburg. Security services think the killer is a 23-year-old from the Central Asian country, Kyrgyzstan. 13 people have now been charged in connection with an attack on an asylum seeker who was left unconscious in the street in Croydon. 6 people aged between 15 and 22 were charged this morning. The congestion charge in central London is being extended, with some drivers facing costs of £24 a day to drive in the capital. The most polluting vehicles are affected by the proposal, which is due to come into force in 2019. And the Prime Minister has weighed into the row over the National Trust's Easter egg hunt after it dropped references to the religious festival. Theresa May, who's on a visit to Saudi Arabia, says it's absolutely ridiculous, but the organisation denies it's trying to airbrush faith. The weather showers in the far north with severe gales tonight. Clearer elsewhere, turning chillier further south with the possibility of some frost, lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow winds will ease across the north, mostly dry with some sunny spells at first, highs of 13. There's more in 23 minutes.
There's more now.
Yeah.
There's more now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She has to make the time up. She gets paid the same. It's why we do bonus news. It's animal news. It's vegetable news. It's mineral news. Today, It's Animal News.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
It's claimed badly behaved dogs are costing their owners £353.28 a year. That adds up to £4,000 over the average pooch's life.
Pooch.
This is according to research by the Dogs Trust, and they say almost a million dogs aren't trained, which is leading to lots of damage. And I've got some stats here. Do you want to have some stats? Meant to say yes.
Yes.
Yes! Okay, so the top items that British dogs have destroyed include shoes, 45%. 38% of dogs, the owners who answer this survey at least, anyway, say they damaged clothing. 20% of dogs have damaged children's toys.
Yes.
18% have destroyed documents for work, and probably one of the more annoying and expensive ones, 17% have destroyed passports.
I have fallen foul of this.
How?
Well, I have a dog.
Yes.
And
what's your dog's name?
Mojo.
Mojo, okay.
And the reason that I am annoyed with Mojo, financially speaking, doors. Right?
Oh.
So specifically, I let the dog out, right? To let you know it wants to come back in, what's the dog do? Scratch the hell out of the door. Door ruined. No point in replacing door because it'll only happen again, won't it? So that is expensive.
Have you trained Mojo?
To do what?
To stop doing that.
No, she won't stop doing that. She just keeps to. She's pretty well trained. You know, she's. But that, no. I'm just having that door away. Yeah.
That's annoying, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Victoria. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. A chimpanzee has been caught on camera throwing poo at an elderly woman's face. The video shows the monkey rocking up and down on some steps at John Ball Zoo in Michigan before flinging it at the cloud. I meant to say crowd, not cloud then. Right. And the grandmother didn't look too pleased when a dollop
are you
landed on her nose. You can see a picture on my Twitter
page. Here we go.
Victoria _ born, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E.
Of an old lady with chimp cack on her nose.
Oh.
There's loads of it too.
Have you looked at the picture?
Yeah, it's really funny.
I'll have to look now online.
There's loads of it.
She looks like one of those chimps with the funny nose now, doesn't she?
I've got one more. And Cambridge won the 2017 goat race. Spitalfields City Farm in London hosted the annual event, which coincides with the boat race at the weekend.
You sure it's not a typo?
No, because there are actual goats. I've seen them. There's a picture on my Twitter page, Victoria_born, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. And the winners were presented trophies made of vegetables.
That's vegetable news.
It's also animal news.
Wow.
Brucey bonus vegetable news. That never happens. You're welcome.
Good. Thanks for that. News. Victoria there with bonus news.
Animal news.
Yes. It was animal news. It was animal news.
By the way, there's a video on the internet of the chimp flinging the poo at the woman's face, and I really advise people to watch it.
Right. What are you going to Google for that? Chimp. If you Google old woman poo face, right, you pretty much need your safe search on, is all I'm going to say. Thank you very much, Victoria. In the next bit of the programme, first person shoot 'em up game on the radio. We will be playing with a contestant caller, a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, Nazi Zombie Special. It's next, it's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
This is Nick from Insure and Go.
Every October, the Mekong River releases balls of fire into the sky. Some people think it's a mythical serpent, the obvious answer. Some think it's methane gas, but scientists have poo-pooed this idea. Others think it could be man-made, but surely if it's man-made, someone would have come forward by now. It's been going on for centuries. I like to think that if the Thames started shooting fireballs into the sky, it would be properly looked into.
For more travel trivia and travel insurance, of course, visit Insure and Go. Take us away with you.
So you're kicking around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just For Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady, who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing.
Mate, that's not for you. That's for the ladies. That's why Just For Men is made for men. Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right, kids, it's holiday time. We're going to do some splashing dives into the pool, some smashing tennis aces, then play cards all evening. No cheating this time, Nana. Join millions of families on a whole lot of holes across the UK and Europe. Collect 8 tokens inside the sun for your holiday from just £15 per person. Continues this week. Conditions apply.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
A breakdown on the M3 in Hampshire is causing some busy traffic north around Junction 11 for Winchester, and the M11 north is slow because of an accident at Junction 8 for Bishop Stortford. Still busy around Oxford for the A34 after early problems at the Hinksey Hill interchange. The northbound M6 for the West Midlands is really slow moving in parts from Junctions 5 through to 9. A couple of breakdowns there, really slowing down the northbound M5 towards the M6 as well. And the M6 south in Cheshire, so after early problems between 17 for Sandbach and 16 for Crewe and Stoke. I'm Jarena Adams.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Right, do me a favour. Have a look around you at your life. The people you're married to, your kids, your job, your car, your house, your haircut, everything. Happy with it? Now imagine you've only got 6 months left to live. What would you ditch and what would you do more of?
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Sam Delaney with you from 4 o'clock for Drive here on Virgin Radio. Of course, before that, though, we have the small matter. What did I say? Virgin Radio. Did I just say Virgin Radio?
Did you? Don't listen.
I said Virgin Radio.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. It's Talk Radio, John.
Thank you. Do you know why I said Virgin Radio?
Because you're doing breakfast there at the moment.
On Virgin Radio every day this week, so I'm a little bit tired.
Same.
And, you know, delirious. So I said Virgin Radio without realising. Anyway, when this goes out on air...
Here's Foo Fighters!
Yeah. When this goes out on air, we'll just cut that out.
Yeah.
It's gone. And in three... Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And coming up, of course, a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare Zombie Special on the radio. But here you go, because you know the news that there is.
Mm-hmm.
All of the news today, all of it. It's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, that's fine, because what we do on this programme, if you're new to it, is take the news and we analyse it via the medium of Japanese poetry. It makes it simpler to understand. And as I say, if Andrew Marr on his BBC One Sunday morning politics programme had thought of it, he would have done it. He didn't think of it. We thought of it, so we do it. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Trump star filmed lady having a wee. He's demanded to see the tapes.
Trump, he likes a wee. The news in haikus. Right then, let's meet today's contestant for Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare Zombie Special on the radio. He's on the phone. He's called Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hello there.
How are you, Frank?
I'm grand.
I'm glad to hear it. Where are you calling from, Frank? Where are you?
I'm calling from Alnwick in Northumberland.
Very nice. And what do you do, Frank?
I work as a cashier.
A cashier?
Yeah.
Where?
A cashier.
Whereabouts?
In home base in Northumberland.
A home base in Northumberland. Excellent work. All right. Well, Frank, now what this is, as you know, a game of Call of Duty Black. Are you familiar with computer games, Frank?
Yes, I'm a big player on my PlayStation 4.
Excellent. All right. Let's see whether that helps you or not. So, you're familiar with Call of Duty then. This is Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare, but with zombies. Yes. It's a zombie add-on, but of course we've had to adapt it for radio, so it's not very good.
Okay.
But, you know, deal with it, it's fine. Now, should you be victorious in this shoot-'em-up, Frank, we will bestow on you the gift of meat. It's a souvenir of your time spent with us. Chicken, beef, lamb, sausages,
because it's a Tuesday,
or a box of organic veg, Frank, because we're not racist. Which of those would you choose?
The chicken.
A chicken, good choice, strong choice, Frank.
Chicken dinner is the best you can have.
There you go. Well, it'll be on its way to Northumberland for you, Frank. We're going to play. All will become clear. It's a scary game, Frank. I'm going to warn you now. It's got zombies. It's got people.
Ooh, I'm a bit scared.
Be scared, Frank, because here it comes. It's Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare on the radio, Zombie Special. Okay, you are Colonel Frank Homebase of the Space Marines. Frank, it is your job to save the planet from hungry zombies. As the game commences, you must survive wave after wave of the undead as they strive to attack you and turn you into one of their hellish own. But be warned, Frank, there are more than just zombies lurking in the dark. There are also people from the week's news. You must do what's right. Let the game commence. Captain Frank Homebase, Colonel Frank Homebase, Colonel Captain Frank Homebase of the Northumberland Regiment. You are in a long corridor. Out there.
Run.
Not yet. Hasn't started. Out there in the dark lie your enemies. Some, though, are innocent civilians and the aforementioned people from the news. You must get to the end of the corridor where there is another corridor. Here are your controls. These are the controls you must shout out loud when faced with what comes at you. These controls, Frank, are run, jump, shoot, don't shoot, moan about Cadbury's Easter eggs, call for a war with Spain, single-handedly sort out North Korea, and remove all of Easter from eggs. Those are your controls. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go. And it moves fast, Frank, so finger on the button. Here we go. Zombie.
Run.
Zombie. Good.
Shoot.
Yes, zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Archbishop of York.
These curries Easter eggs.
Yes. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Innocent civilian.
Don't shoot.
Good. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
A song by Van Halen.
Jump.
Yeah, a zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Former Tory leader Michael Howard.
He wants to start this war on Spain. Why?
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
The Archbishop of York.
And we have the moan about Carrie's eggs. Why these Easter eggs? Why?
Zombie. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Bonus level. Bonus. You've unlocked the bonus level. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Zombie gets faster. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Archbishop of York. Former Tory leader Michael Howard.
This war on Spain. Why?
Innocent civilian. Innocent civilian.
Don't shoot.
Zombie. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Pop hit by the Pointer Sisters.
Jump.
Back in the game. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Cadbury's Easter Bunny.
Oh, and we have remove all these Easter eggs from the shop.
Yeah, remove Easter. Remove Easter. That's right. I'll give you the point. Zombie. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Donald
Shoot.
Trump.
Oh, the singly handy sort out North Korea.
Good. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie. Game over. Oh. Good work, Frank. Game over.
Oh, how many points did it get?
Well, let's find out. That's the question, isn't it? That's Cornelius has got the
yes.
high score. It's the high score, Cornelius.
Yes, the high score is 48,001.
Oh, yeah.
Good work, Frank. 48,001. Is that enough to get him a chicken?
Yes.
Well done, Frank.
Woohoo!
You've won a radio-based chicken on Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Warfare Zombie Warfare Special on the radio. Well done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for talking to us. That's Frank. He's in a home base. He's in Northumberland. He's got a chicken. Radio Afternoons, I'm John Holmes, hello, here from 1 till 4. It's nearly 4, which means it's nearly time for Sam Delaney, who joins us right here, right now.
Hello, hello both of you.
Hello.
Hi,
there.
Sam.
But mainly John.
Thank you.
To a lesser degree, hello Cornelius.
Well,
thank you,
that's
quite right
fair.
Too.
So, obviously, Easter eggs, we'll be talking about those, that's
yeah.
good. I was reading all the quotes about them, people getting really passionate, and one, I don't know who it was, one man of the cloth saying, this is tantamount from... This is tantamount to spitting on the grave
yeah.
of Mr. Cadbury himself. I don't know what he means by that, but I liked his passion.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy Corbyn was asked for his comment, and the quote is, I'm a member of the National Trust, and I shall be buying an Easter egg for my grandson this year.
Very
which
good.
Is classic Corbyn.
Yeah.
He really gets to the heart of any issue, and that's why he appeals to so many people.
That's exactly it. That was the Archbishop of York, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's
about
it.
The spitting
the
on the grave of Cadbury.
Yeah.
What I like about it is that he started off by saying that and about how, you know, because John Cadbury was
yeah.
a good Christian fellow.
Yeah.
But John Cadbury, of course, was a Quaker, and Quakers don't celebrate Easter.
Yeah, so
thereby sort of missing the entire
so
point.
So in a way, or whether if you do or don't call an Easter egg, we're all spitting on John Cadbury's grave in a way.
And of course, you know, that spit is basically how they fill a cream egg.
It is, yeah, it looks like gob, and that's why we love it.
Yeah.
And that's why we left the EU, because you know that the Brussels bureaucrats would have made us replace that spit with something else.
Yeah.
And,
a fondant centre or something
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah, something Belgian and
yeah.
disgusting
yeah.
and indulgent. So thank God. For everything that's happened. We will also be talking about Saudi Arabia and why we're still mates with them.
Yep.
Which seems a little bit rum to a lot of people, of course. And other stuff as well. I can't remember. I'm a bit distracted because this morning I met Michael Bolton.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah
was,
I saw him in a corridor.
It was really exciting. John, have you seen Michael Bolton's Netflix special? Michael Bolton's Big Sexy Valentine's special?
I have not.
I implore you to watch it.
Really?
It's one of the funniest things I've seen all year. You see a completely new side to Michael Bolton. The bloke's a great laugh. We're playing the interview out tomorrow, so I don't know what I'm talking about now. Other than that, I'm quite excited, and nothing I do today will probably match that. So apologies to everyone.
It's going out tomorrow. We had Dave Grohl's mum So,
well, okay. Alright. You've done me there. You've totally topped me.
Sam Delaney with you next on Drive. We'll be back tomorrow 1 till 4. I'm a virgin again. Tomorrow morning 6 till 10 if you want to join me while I ineptly press some buttons and put the wrong song on. Sam, with you next. Talk Radio. Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.